online. That's getthetea.com. Or call us 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. Getthetea.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, we are live. I'm coming to you via telephone right now. It is the third day of December 2008, and I'm going to be live in the second, third, and fourth hours today. Again, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. It is December 3rd, 2008. And I'm coming to you over the telephone here for part of the first hour because I'm working on some stories and some little crises I'm having to deal with right now just in the regular course of our operation against the New World Order. But I will be live in studio in the second, third, and fourth hour today with a ton of really important news. But I'm going to bring you back into the first hour of Monday's show where we covered a lot of vital information on the whole setup for martial law, the police state, and, of course, what happened in Mumbai. Formerly Bombay, over in India. So, again, we will be live today, December 3rd, 2008, coming up in T-minus 58 minutes. Please stay with us as the info war will continue.
Been having them now for a decade at sporting events, high school, college, NFL, the Kentucky Derby, the Academy Awards. Once you're conditioned to see troops in the streets, then they can start the gun confiscation. And that's what our troops are being trained to do. And if you're patriotic, according to the government, you just turn your guns into them.
What, you're not against the troops in America, are you? What, are you some kind of communist? Turn your guns in.
It's disgusting. So we'll go over that today and do some background history on it with Paul Watson. Then we have Lindsey Williams joining us. I had him on 2 weeks ago. Oil has dipped below $50 a barrel. As he predicted from his Atlantic Richfield executive source. And then we've got Major General Stubblebein and Rima LeBeau, Dr. Rima LeBeau, popping in to talk about Codex Alimentarius they covered in Europe and some of the other things that are developing. He's the former head of Army Intelligence, the former head of Special Forces. Always very interesting to talk to Major General Stubblebein. So that is set to be coming up in the last hour today, and we will also have open phones later in the broadcast. In fact, I'm going to have open phones for Lindsey Williams so you can address questions to him when he is on the show today. That said, I want to talk more about a culture of jellyfish, a culture of spineless, self-centered, lazy people. Now, the majority of the United States is not like this, but I'd say 35-40% is. They are completely dumbed down. They are completely one-dimensional and mindless. They will do whatever the government says. They could care less about themselves, their neighbors, anyone. And this dovetails into people being stabbed, killed, shot, run over, all over the nation, and people not stopping to render aid, not even calling 911, not even caring when their neighbor's being mugged, not even caring when their neighbor's being robbed, just saying, hey, it doesn't affect me. It's this attitude, and that's what brings you to the point of a bunch of people stampeding a guy in New York to death last Friday, and fights at Walmarts and Targets all over the country, and people shooting each other over goods. It goes to a nation that's lost its soul. It goes to a nation that has no bearing, that is set and ripe to be toppled and overtaken and totally enslaved. And the government will use the zombies, will use the little materialistic zombies against the middle class. You see, they use false class warfare. The zombie creatures, and they really are androids. I mean, they're biomechanical androids. They are human, but they've lost their mind. They've lost their soul. They've lost their psyche. They are just basically programmed, bumbling creatures. And they're being programmed and pointed directly at us. The people running over the guy at Walmart and then refusing to stop shopping after they told they killed him, they are the ones that are going to have the submachine guns on the street corners. Waddling, mindless scum with submachine guns ramming the New World Order down your throat. Stay with us.
From Get the Tea to You, thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. The economic disaster is taking food out of the mouths of our families. Farmers, food brokers, and grocery stores can't get credit to supply your food. Over a third of us can't afford to buy food and pay our other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This super supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. Save food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. For delivery by Christmas, orders must be submitted by the end of November. Good food is a gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Off and on for the next few years as the crime rate explodes. I'm going to be putting out public service announcements here on air, just warning everybody to watch your back, lock your houses, your cars. We had a little cheap barbecue pit behind the office. Somebody stole that. Crime is exploding everywhere, and the media will not tell you this. In the past, they would publicize crime statistics. The crime statistics are available from the Justice Department, states, and cities, but they're not advertising the fact that crime is just exploding exponentially everywhere. What they will publicize is a point a caller made last night to my Sunday radio show we do every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. And that was the Houston Chronicle saying, oh, we've got to go after the gun shows. We've got to go after the gun shops. They're selling guns that are then fenced to drug gangs in Mexico. And that's why there's 2,000 dead on the Texas-Mexico border. It's the evil Second Amendment. You go to a country like Mexico where the citizens are disarmed, and you have hundreds of murders every single day. Yes, hundreds of murders, over 100 murders every day in Mexico. Because once a society becomes that corrupt, everything breaks down. No one follows the law anymore. So you've got all the peasants disarmed with huge roving gangs, different gangs inside the government, every major government official dealing heroin, cocaine, constantly being caught, just in a huge war with each other, the lesser cartels, hundreds of little crime syndicates battling the big Chase Manhattan Citibank crime syndicate based in Mexico City and New York. And so rather than the Houston Chronicle say, wait a minute, hundreds of thousands a year in Houston alone, and this has actually been in their paper before, hundreds of thousands, yes, you can pull those numbers up, hundreds of thousands of violent criminals, of felons being released just from their metro jails. They arrest them. The police arrest them with guns, arrest them driving drunk recklessly. They're just released because the judges, on record, say there's nothing we can do about it. The feds won't come pick them up. They won't take them. They release them. So understand that. Even if the police want to do their jobs, they are just released. But then the American people have to be harassed and treated like complete and total serf slaves. But crime of every type is exponentially expanding. I mean, it's on Austin News every day about a carjacking or another dead body they fish out of the river of a dead woman who was, you know, kidnapped and raped. I mean, every day we hear about home invasions and old ladies being beaten half to death by criminals. And ladies and gentlemen, about half the time here in Austin, it is an illegal alien doing it. And I'm not saying that Mexico is nothing but criminals, though they're having national marches of millions of people talking about how it's becoming a completely criminal state, and the citizens are just begging for it to end to the very government that's engineering it. But the criminals of Mexico know that California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and now into Mississippi, Louisiana, up into Indiana, everywhere is the happy hunting ground. This is a place where you can rape, steal, kill, use any identity you want. The Mexican consulate will give somebody 50, 60, 70, 100 different consular matriculas for $22 a piece. And with those fake IDs, they can then get Social Security, they can get jobs, they can get fake IDs, they can suck off the welfare system, bankrupt the states. This is happening. Total breakdown of society is taking place on the border and hundreds of miles over the border. And what's the Border Patrol doing? Ah, they're 100 miles deep in the country, pulling citizens over at checkpoints. Because we are the milk cows. We are the fat slobs. We are the dumbed-down people with this image of a free country in our minds, and it can't happen here. And the public was taught that tyranny is a good thing, that tyranny is freedom. They believe that tyranny is freedom, that war is peace, that slavery is empowerment. They believe that lies are truth. And so they are being enslaved. We are all being enslaved right now. It is truly a sad day. Truly a sad day. As every single day I see articles about Texas sheriffs caught dealing cocaine. Every day I see reports of police chiefs caught dealing cocaine, or their daughters dealing cocaine, or their wives dealing cocaine, or their police captains dealing cocaine, heroin, ecstasy. It is a completely bankrupted, corrupt society. And it was done by design, exactly the way the British introduced opium to China, and over several decades used the fact that it was illegal to make massive black market products, profits, to corrupt the police and local constabulary, and then bring down the nation and divide it into 10 separate parts. This is the type of real issues that we're dealing with here. The globalists are strip mining us, are subdividing us, are completely blowing us out and ruining us by design so they can then suck up all of the spoils. In the second hour today, I'm going to spend 30 minutes on this, and I'm going to detail it, and I'm going to play some audio clips from the past where myself and others were warning the public about exactly what was going to happen with the military to be used for martial law on the streets of the United States. Here is the Washington Post today. Pentagon to detail troops. Pentagon to detail troops to bolster domestic security. And it dovetails with the CBS News and AP articles of last week. Also, the Air Force Times headline, Gates Air Force active reserves must integrate They are getting rid of the National Guard. Just huge things that are happening right in front of us, and that is coming up in the next hour. And it's being proposed to the public like, oh, we just now had this idea because the terrorists are about to strike any minute. We just now had this idea, and NORTHCOM just now in 2008 is deciding to deploy regular army troops to the streets of America for natural disasters and to fight Al-Qaeda. But when you actually read the directives put out by Gates that we covered last Friday here on the air, when you actually read what NORTHCOM has been saying they're going to do since 1993, when NORTHCOM was really set up, no, it wasn't set up in 2002, boys and girls. Neither was Homeland Security, set up in 93 by Bill Clinton. You can pull that up. Watch the speeches of him talking about it. They just are now unveiling it to the slaves in a big way. The entire setup is stated to remove Congress and remove governors, remove the elected representatives in the legislative at the state and federal level under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and under PDD 51. And then any U.S. citizen can be secretly stripped of citizenship by any military officer or Homeland Security officer, secretly arrested, secretly taken to offshore facilities, secretly tortured, and secretly executed. And it's all right there in the Military Commissions Act. Go read it. Go read the articles we wrote about it in detail, showing you the subsections linking to it. And people are marveling right now that everything I talked about is coming true. Well, don't marvel. Here's the parallel or the parable or the analogy. The parallel. It'd be like if I told my wife on Sunday morning, hey, the NFL's going to have games all day starting at 3 o'clock. And then she went in and turned on the TV at 3 o'clock, and there was, the Jets playing the Giants. And she, oh my gosh, how did you know? How did you understand it? How did you? Well, I read the TV guide, honey. Or if my wife said to me, hey, Survivor's coming on tonight at 8 o'clock. And then Survivor came on, and I said, how did you know? You're psychic. She'd say, no, I read the TV guide. Still, though, even as it's all being announced, there are people all over the news, all over the message boards, everywhere, running around saying, I'm lying, this isn't happening. Those are definitely paid-for shills, folks. And when they attack me, the messenger, it's always about Alex Jones, never about what I'm saying or what I'm doing. It's, he's a Fed, or he's getting rich off this, or he's everything that's in the COINTELPRO manuals to attack somebody who's trying to fight the New World Order. So just recognize when you see that, it's about debating about Alex Jones, because I'm the most effective at getting this out, thanks to you, the listener, spreading the word. It's a symbiotic team effort here. They are desperate to try to divert you. Now, I'm going to tell you again, it's not just in all the documents that this is a criminal organization, that this is a foreign corporate move using the military, not our military, not the U.S. military, now the globalist military, under United Nations and international corporate control, to carry out a rear guard action in the United States to militarize the police, to federalize the police, to have the police work with the army in drug interdiction, in anti-terror operations, in surveillance of the American people, and in surveillance of the government, the legitimate government. And that's in all the announcements they're making, that they're spying on peace groups. They're spying on state legislators. They're spying on prominent business leaders. Military intelligence, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force are on the ground. You see the public face of this out at a city fair or function. You'll have the National Guard or regular Army MPs or regular Air Force MPs. They're just there to acclimate you and acclimate the natives to their presence and acclimate the troops and the police. But when you read what they're now announcing publicly, it's what was in all the previous classified and semi-classified and redacted documents. It was all there. And it is regular military involved in your everyday life, in the schools, brainwashing and recruiting your children to be domestic spies. That's in there. At checkpoints, and then doing lots of PR. Helping at car accidents. Using Army helicopters to airlift people in auto accidents. Again, training you to have the military involved in your everyday life. They're there as the rear guard as the U.S. is imploded and broken up into pieces. This is being done by design. We'll be right back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government.
Financial Services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Yourself. Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HD TV into a virtual war room command center
with ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HD TVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote.
With its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content, such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more.
In HD.
And all just a click away.
With ZV, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com.
Today.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Next hour, I'm not just going to go over the history of the conversion of the United States and the Western world into a very oppressive military dictatorship. I'm going to break down what it's going to be like living under this. They are already in England, in Europe, arresting prominent newspaper reporters for criticizing Sarkozy in France. Top Italian judges announced that blogs and the internet is illegal. No one is allowed to write political opinions but licensed newspapers. They are moving to try to restrict free speech similarly here with government registration of blogs to then tax them and control them. They arrested the head of the immigration department in England because they believe he leaked information. The government was secretly legalizing the illegal aliens and even putting them in high security jobs. And the anti-terror branch went and arrested him. And the leader of the conservative party, the second strongest party, came out and said this is a police state, Stalin-esque. The rogue government, the private military government, controlled by the private banks, not the elected government, spies on the parliament in England, spies on the Congress here in the United States. This is what they do. It's criminal. And to have the military in Europe and here in the United States just announce, oh, by the way, the legislatures, the elected governments, you don't run anything. We're the military. We're spying on you. We work for these private banks. You know, we work for the president. We work for the prime minister. We work for the chancellor. And then they're always controlled by private boards, basically, that got them elected. And that's how it works. And so they mass all the power in the national security state in the name of keeping you safe from terrorism. They menace you with terrorism. And then when you go look at the official NORTHCOM system they set up, and it's the same in Europe, it is designed around riots and suppression and mass arrest and roundups. They openly say it is for the people, and crowd control, and microwave guns, and sound cannons, and FEMA camps, and emergency relocation centers, and interrogation centers. It's for you. It's for me. And it's so the powerful elite can steal and take and put toll roads on whatever roads they want and seize water districts and triple the prices and have total control. Why? Because they are usurpers. They are conquerors. They are dark. They are powerful. It's what they do. It's their nature. It's history. And they've been slowly twisting and bending and brainwashing the military and the police into this culture to accept it as a good thing. These men and women on these power trips having no idea what they're part of. Now more and more is being revealed to them. It's outrageous. So that's coming up. Paul Watson's going to be joining us to recap, and there's been a lot of new developments and things that have come out dealing with Pakistan and India. Kurt Nimmo's got a story about the supposed terrorist added to the list of Mumbai suspects who was tied in with Al-Qaeda and the ISI. Also, U.S. massive naval air marine might in Arabian Sea opposite Iran, Pakistan, Iran. This is not just being reported by Debka File. The AP and others are reporting India is threatening nuclear tension and war. Indian president has said that they are, quote, at a war security level and are preparing for war with Pakistan. Here is your international crisis. Well, what did I tell you a month ago, what, 5-6 weeks ago, when Biden and Colin Powell and everybody else and Merkel and Barroso and Sarkozy and Brown, all these world leaders came out and said Obama will be tested on the 21st or 22nd of January. There will be an international crisis. People said, where will it be? And I said, Pakistan and India. None of them were saying that. How do we know? Because Obama, look, they talk to the public like they're children. And so they say all this right out in the open like people are fools. I put two and two together. Where is Obama saying he wants to move more forces? Where is he saying Afghanistan and Pakistan? Pakistan's gotten out of the globalist control. You've got the ISI terror faction controlled by Mossad, MI6, CIA, openly set up by them. I mean, that's even in mainstream news. Going and staging this terror attack with these commandos, killing more than 300 people, hyping the living daylights out of it. And now the Pakistani president, the former head of ISI, and others are coming out and saying, this is staged to blame this on Pakistan. And yes, we know that Western intelligence has infiltrated the ISI. You understand that? The government is divided against itself. The very same people who every week, on average, have been bombing the new government in Pakistan, that kicked out Parvez Musharraf, the U.S. puppet. The very people trying to decapitate the Pakistan government, the very same Muslim terrorists, are the ones now sicked on India as a pretext to play those two nuclear powers off against each other. That's what Russian news is even saying now. Indian news is even reporting it. So this is the facts, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
There have been more than 100 terror attacks just in the last decade in India, predominantly over the disputed Kashmir region, previously part of Pakistan. The two nations have been at war. 2002, it almost went nuclear. Now, why did the United States, England, and Israel help give nuclear weapons to both nations? Because they want to play them off against each other, the strategy of tension, or divide and conquer, the geopolitical system, the great game, as British intelligence calls it. Pervez Musharraf, back in 2000, installed as the dictator, finally removed by legitimate citizens demonstrating, then the police machine gunned them, remember a year and a half ago, so they rioted, the police turned to their side, the public is fully aware that Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, is CIA, that's all over Pakistani newspapers every day, they want them out, the public hates the Muslim extremist, who will then be given power by the CIA if they're allowed to get into control, so that's why they're fighting. And now they have attacked India again. The Pakistani government is saying, look, we didn't do this. We want to be at peace. You know, we don't want to have a war. We want to be friends. This is being done to destabilize us. Our government is infiltrated. They are bombing us. Remember a few weeks ago they met at a hotel, about a month ago? government officials about how to go after Al-Qaeda, and then the hotel got blown up, and it was in mainstream news that U.S. Marines were running around bringing boxes into the building right before it blew up. On and on and on. And so this is the international crisis that Barack Obama is discussing. And they're going to use this crisis coming up in the next 3 months while they devalue the dollar and have a world currency reduction, so it won't look like it's being devalued because all currencies are going to be devalued simultaneously. That's been openly announced. This is global government by the bankers, what they set up 2 weekends ago in Virginia. Openly saying in hundreds of newspapers, a new world order. They will use that as a smokescreen, the new military action, while the economy is further consolidated. They're masters at diversion. I know the public's very simple-minded. Here's a quick example. All the debates on radio, TV, newspaper, I mean 95% of them, aren't about should we bail out $25 billion or $40 billion Ford and GM and Chrysler? Will it cause a depression if this happens? So they're making the depression that's coming all about, it's the talking point, the automakers. They're causing the depression now. First, it was subprime mortgages, had nothing to do with that. This has been done by design. It was the derivatives and the banks cutting off liquidity to Main Street. And there's another diversion. We're only having a debate about the bailout of $25 or $40 million of Ford and GM and Chrysler instead of the almost $8 trillion as of last week. I'm sure it's over $8 trillion now. It's, what, $300 billion a day. $7.8 trillion stolen by the bankers with a bait and switch, terrorizing the public. Any question who the terrorists are? The head of the Federal Reserve, the private bank, the head of the Treasury, all of them are saying, we will have depression. It will be death and destruction. It will be martial law. The whole country will collapse. If you don't do this, we have to have the money right now. They get it and say, next day, we're not using it for that. We're keeping it and having bonuses and letting our banks buy up other banks and insurance companies and infrastructure. And the bankers all laugh and say, we're doing great. This is wonderful. Publicly. Throwing it in your face and saying, hey, we're going to use the army in America. A month ago, they say it's 2,000 troops, 3,000 troops. Then it's 20,000 troops Sunday. By the middle of next year, you're going to hear them talking about 200,000 U.S. troops deployed here. Oh, yeah, they're going to get pulled out of Iraq and brought back here. They're going to have contractors here, and the rest of them are going to go to Afghanistan and Pakistan. Unless we get the word out. I mean, this is so historical, so diabolical, so huge, and it's happening right out in front of everybody. And the COINTELPRO operatives are all over the internet, message boards, YouTube, everywhere, going, Alex Jones is lying. None of this is happening. He's a Fed. He's a this. Regardless of what I am, and judge a tree by its fruits, obviously, I'm the salt of the earth, and you know it. It's why you listen. You've got discernment. But the dumbed-down public doesn't have discernment. And so the COINTELPRO isn't targeting you. They know they've lost you. They're targeting the dumbed-down people who are kind of looking up from their head in the sand, pulling their head out momentarily to say, is something going on? They go, no, no, everything's fine. Don't listen to him. He's the government. People say, well, we need a solution to all of this. The solution is warning the public and saying no to troops on the streets. No to martial law. No to the executive branch with private contractors taking over the whole government. That's the solution. The solution is look in the mirror. All I can do is tell you this is happening and try to get people to be concerned about it. I want to go to Paul Watson for the balance of this hour. Paul Watson, you said last Wednesday when this all started, last Tuesday actually, Tuesday night when this all kicked off, you wrote an article saying that the Mumbai situation would be blamed on Pakistan. And then you pointed out that ISI is CIA and Mossad and MI6 controlled, that this would be used to destabilize the country, that the very groups they were claiming are attacking India are attacking the Pakistani government, openly globalist-backed. And sure enough, days later, what you said unfolded and happened. And now it's in the Pakistan Times, it's on Russian TV, all over the place, laying out that this is a destabilization move of Pakistan and India, and the public is so unsophisticated. I'm reading their comments on these stories. and reading the comments on the videos online, they don't even understand it, much less finding Pakistan or Kashmir or India on a map. Paul Watson, break down the latest information we have.
Hello, Alex. Yeah, the latest thing that we have is regarding this warning, this foreknowledge that the Indians had. And it was a specific warning of both the method in which the attack would be carried out, the arrival by which the terrorists would take, and the target, which was mainly the Taj Mahal Hotel. And this was the CIA station chief in Delhi who told Indian intelligence in September that the terrorists were planning to arrive by sea and attack the Taj Mahal Hotel with small arms and or bombs. So they took, initially they took that warning seriously and beefed the security measures at the Taj Mahal Hotel. But then strangely enough, as we routinely see happen in these major terrorist attacks, the security was then softened just a week before the attack. So you've got specific warnings about the method and location of the attacks, and the hotel relaxes the security measures right before it. Now, there are also eyewitness reports from people on the ground of police who, as these armed terrorists were running through the subways and the restaurants and the streets shooting at people, the police refused to shoot back. And that's why now you have these videos emerging of citizens who are forced to gang up and go hand to hand in combat with these terrorists because the police are nowhere to be seen. So, I mean, the question is, if these security measures were softened and if the police were not firing back at the terrorists, and why did the attack drag on for 2 or 3 days? The question has to be asked, was there some kind of stand-down order? Because the way in which India has exploited the attacks, which, as you mentioned, I predicted, it wasn't hard to predict because they always blame Pakistan for everything, but the level to which they've pushed it in this situation goes above and beyond anything. And they're obviously trying to blame Pakistan to deflect from the fact that they were given this specific warning, and they failed. Not only they failed to prevent it, but, you know, they let the whole thing drag out for days, and the sentiment has now started to turn. You've had a resignation of top official in the Indian government. You've got more on the way, and people are starting to ask serious questions about how they failed to prevent the attack and why they let it drag on for so much time. So then they've killed 9 of the 10 terrorists. There were supposedly 10 terrorists. Other people say there were 15 or more. They've got one.
And they always catch one lone patsy. One. There's only always one left. This is following all the classic patterns.
They always got one patsy who, you know, sings from the same hymn sheet.
And he's the star. He's the one that paraded around in front of cameras.
Exactly.
It's also the star, again.
Azam Amir Kassab, who is a fluent English speaker, and as soon as they got him, he started implicating Pakistan. The media took it as gospel. Of course, they'd never, let's say, you know, he's a real terrorist, he's no kind of provocateur. The media took it as gospel, even after his interrogation.
They're also rolling out not one, but two witnesses who just so happen to be fluent English-speaking movie stars, TV stars who play the part of terrorists or people fighting terrorists.
Exactly. So that it's strangely scripted. So now he's blaming, he's saying his handlers were this Lashkar-e-Toiba group, which is ISI Pakistani affiliated. The problem being that Lashkar-e-Toiba always claim responsibility for their attacks. They always have done in the past. But in this case, they vehemently denied involvement, yet he's saying that they were his handlers and that it's a Pakistani operation. So again, we ask the question.
Well, how this really works is they send in commandos, and we're not sure who sent them in. They kill a bunch of people, then they take their outfits on, put on their police uniforms or other uniforms. They slip back into the crowd, cover their faces, and they bring forward the actor who years later will be quietly released, And over again, they say, oh, well, we released the bomber because he was really intelligence operative for the CIA or Mossad or Indian intelligence or British intelligence. And this has happened over and over again, folks. It's just in the back of the paper. We arrested him to protect him and to protect his cover. Then they get plastic surgery, and that's the end of it.
Exactly. So as we outlined on Friday, the likely perpetrators are these gangs who are engaged in tribal warfare and have been for decades, basically. There's bombings in India every month. There was one last month of the embassy. There was obviously the parliament bombing a few years ago. And, yeah, the potential exists that there were provocateurs in there, and now with the propaganda and the way they're scripting it, it seems that that could have been the case. But we asked the question, you know, if this was sponsored by Pakistan, who have been making strenuous peace overtures towards India recently, unprecedented, then what would they possibly have to gain from sponsoring a brutal attack against innocent civilians, which was played out on international television for everyone to see?
Well, what did Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post report 5 years ago? That's in some of my documentaries. They reported that Mossad and Shin Bet, the external and internal intelligence arms of Israel, created fake al-Qaeda groups with real Arabs, and in some cases the Arabs didn't even know they were being handled. They were just being paid, and they were being paid by Arab or Arab-looking and speaking Israelis to go stage bombings of buses and nightclubs every time there was about to be a peace deal, because the military and the private corporations that make their huge profits out of it all, the whole military state in Israel, they want the wars to continue. They want the tension to continue. They don't want peace. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's always the case in Britain, the U.S., or Canada, where you get these radical groups. In some cases, it's just gangs. It's just street gangs who are provocateured into talking about or writing crude plans about how they want to carry out terror attacks. And in every single case, such as the Chicago 7 in America, who were basically near retarded, they never had any capability of doing anything. They just wanted the payoff from the FBI agent. Same in Canada with the so-called beheading plot. Same with every single case in England of these, where they bust these terror cells, it always turns out that there's a provocateur behind them. But in this case,
not just behind him, he's always the leader. He's the founder. The FBI, MI5, MI6, Mossad, Shin Bet, French intelligence, German intelligence, they're always led. It's not like an infiltrator got into the group. They can say, well, we've got to watch them. They always found it. They always find the unstable schizophrenics.
Right, they radicalize it.
They normally go off of city welfare files, because when you get on welfare, they make a lot of these young men go through psychological testing. They have files on them, and they'll offer them $100,000 apiece just to videotape a federal building in Miami.
Right.
Again, last Monday, Reuters, Der Spiegel, German intelligence caught attacking a NATO base, trying to blame it on the Serbs.
No, in this case, you've got obvious tribal warfare in that region. There are real terror attacks every month. In fact, there's one today in Pakistan, a car bombing, just completely ignored by the media. They happen all the time. So there are real terrorist groups in that region because there's real tribal warfare going on. But the claim that it's all being directed by Pakistan in the case of the Mumbai attacks, again, what would they have to benefit from the full might of the U.S. military targeting them? There's reports now that as soon as the attack began to unfold in Mumbai, despite, you know, widespread confusion about who its perpetrators were and what the motive was, that U.S. aircraft carriers, some of which were already in the region, but additional ones were moving towards the Pakistani border. And then now you have the Pakistani troops moving from the Afghan border to the Indian border. So in the very first couple of hours that it was unfolding, these aircraft carriers started to move towards
an example. In fact, John, try to pull this up. I don't think it was the last time. It was the before the last time, about a month ago. I was on, was actually the day after the election, or was it 2 days after? I was on Press TV, International Iranian Television. And I went on there and I said, they're going to attack Pakistan. They're going to stage an event to escalate a war between India and Pakistan, or at least a near war. That's going to be what Obama does. And there was one of Obama's advisors on the show, big Democrat, and he said, but he just took what I said and spun it and said, yes, he'll have to deal with Pakistan. I mean, we're on record, Paul, calling it. I mean, that's another reason we know it's staged. Not just all the other evidence. There's hundreds of other points we're not even making here. I mean, I'm not trying to sound arrogant. I'm just giving you a fact here that, you know, our minds move a million miles an hour on this stuff when you eat, drink, and sleep it, and trying to explain all the subtle nuances. I mean, you know what you're seeing when you've seen it over and over again. You see the scripting. You see the setups. You see the same manuals.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
Publicly being dissolved right now in the regular army, he is confiscating guns in Illinois statewide.
He's trying to find me.
The minute you're
standing in the middle of life with my pants.
State registration expires even a day. You got to have a card to even own guns. They SWAT team you with the army. See, that's a beta test. New Orleans was a beta test. Going into the nice neighborhoods, high and dry, slamming people's heads in the concrete, taking their guns. See, now it's going to be nationwide. Hello, U.S. Army here, ma'am. Doing a courtesy check. We'd like to inspect your firearms. Those are in areas where you have a Second Amendment, like Dallas, Texas. It's the police doing it. It's in mainstream news that the military, regular army, will be working with your local police. High treason, the destruction of the Republic in your face, but the public can't even find the U.S. on a map. So how are they going to be able to know then that that's tyranny? Somehow we've got to stop this. I mean, this is just so bold. I'm going to cover it next hour. Great article by Paul Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com. Paul, you posted some videos from Police State 2000 of troops coming up and telling cameramen to turn their cameras off, of practicing taking over the police stations and city halls and things. Will you add the video of them confiscating guns?
Yes.
And then people don't believe it. Why don't you add the article from like 3 months ago where the governor of Illinois announced they're going to use army to confiscate guns?
Well, they're just here to help, Alex.
Yeah, well, I mean, but it doesn't matter if it's on national TV. Still doesn't exist.
No, it does. I mean, when we reported that the preachers and the pastors were being trained to pacify their congregation to not resist when martial law's implemented, you know, they all came out and said we were making it up. And then all the local TV news stations reported it, and then they said, well, it might be true, but there's nothing to worry about. And still to this day, two years after all the local TV stations reported it on it, it's still listed on museumofhoaxes.com, one of these urban myth websites, as a likely hoax.
And now they're going to have Mythbusters do a two-hour special on 9/11 Truth. They're having the National Geographic Channel. And they'll just get up there and lie, just like Museum of Hoaxes says we're lying. I mean, imagine what it's like to get secret FEMA documents and then to make calls to local preachers I know and to say, how do you know about this? Yes, they came to me, but I refused. I know a local pastor of a large Baptist church. And to then talk to a deacon of another church, and I was sent all this, and then I had the pastor on the show, and then FEMA came and threatened him, somehow tracked back. I mean, these were FEMA documents with names and phone numbers, folks. I have to sleep at night with this stuff, and the debunkers just lie and say we're making it up, Paul. I mean,
Alex, this website said, quote, tellingly, the article doesn't provide any verifiable source for its claims, even though the whole document was linked in the article. And then all the comments below are, there's the source, and then here it is on local TV news. And it's just, they don't change any of this stuff.
They don't care. Hey, don't you little hired punks know something? Don't you understand that tyranny isn't cute? You're not going to be part of the winning team. The New World Order is going to bankrupt you, too.
Well, Alex, what this has been sold on the pretext of is that the troops are just here to help in, you know, times of emergency if there's a disaster.
They said in the Army Times it's going to be used for riot control and suppressing the people and helping at car wrecks. Well, what's wrong with the Army? They just life-flighted a little girl, you bastard.
But look at what happened in Katrina. They weren't much help there, were they?
Well, I just, you know, let me tell all the yuppies and all the idiots something right now. Folks, when governments bring troops in and point them at the government, that's who they're really menacing, bad things happen, okay? This is so they can rape the daylights out of you. We'll be right back. Stay there, Paul.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, we are live. It is the third day of December 2008. We're going to rebroadcast the first hour. Just had so much crazy stuff coming up that has to be handled lately. Setting up this new studio that is basically almost done. We'll probably be doing shows out of there next week, if not the next week. I mean, we could go out of, I could be broadcasting out of the new studio right now. We're just tweaking the TV lights and the rest of the setup and the video feeds and doing that right now, so that is why I was not here in the first hour dealing with that, because we've got a deadline. Well, we've got to be keeping, because I've got to be out of this office next week. I've already extended it and extended it because I'm so busy doing so many other duties, doing radio interviews, TV interviews, working with staff, working on films, traveling. I'm not whining, I'm just actually explaining why I wasn't here, and I apologize to everybody. But that was an important hour, first hour for Monday. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover some of the news for the next 30 minutes. It's all very important. And then we've got Jesse Trinidou, the accomplished lawyer, whose brother was tortured to death in FBI custody. They thought he was John Doe number two. And he's gotten government documents, and it's been in major newspapers where where basically McVeigh was talking about being a government agent, where the Southern Poverty Law Center was basically running the Elohim City white supremacist compound. They're not just infiltrating them. They set them up. They run them. And a lot more. And he's just in his saga of trying to find out why his brother was murdered, tortured to death, and then murdered. He has learned a lot, and he's learned some new information as of late. And the new attorney general nominee has been intimately involved covering up Waco and Oklahoma City. So we'll be talking about Barack Obama's pick for the attorney generalship as well, with Jesse Trinidou coming up in about 30 minutes here on the show. Some of the issues I want to cover in the 30 minutes we've got before he joins us is political censorship on YouTube, on Google, on ABC News websites, you know, everywhere. And it's intensifying, and the government admits they're pressuring YouTube and Google to do this. So it's on record. But I'm really upset by the fact that when somebody like Gatekeeper Invasion, who uploaded 4,000-plus videos, most of them video clips with my material in the radio show, very effective, reaching millions of people, one guy, they started banning and restricting and cheating him and knocking down his counters and taking away his honors. And the honors are important because then you're on the main page. You see, when you're a top director, when you're a top YouTube person, I mean, there's billions of people on there every week. When you're in, you know, the top 10, the top 20, you're on the front page. So it's not just that we want the little trophies, the little ribbons, blue ribbons they give you over on the side of your page. It's that it puts you where the mainline public can see it. Because that's how YouTube, most YouTube watchers go to the main page. And, you know, they pick the type of stuff they want to look at. And you'll see this. There'll be a video of some models dancing around in bathing suits, and they'll post it to the front page when it has zero hits. The minute it goes up, YouTube chooses to put fluff and garbage and baloney up, But then meanwhile, when alternative media information is dominant on YouTube, they try to sequester it and control it and shut it down. And so enough respect. One of the best directors on YouTube has been talking about leaving or quitting. Don't do that. Start three channels. Solicit help. Fire back in the info war. When you're attacked, you intensify. You don't back off. We'll be right back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Free yourself. Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed in your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZV, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com
today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. Also do an abbreviated Sunday transmission from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, in my stack, massive attacks on internet freedom and the very architecture of the internet. That's in the Washington Post today, cleverly disguised. Hit TV series to feature 9/11 conspiracy plot, Paul Watson. And Dennis Leary is part of the show Rescue Me, but he doesn't think that it's an inside job, and at a book signing got nasty about it. But Daniel Sunjata is one of the other stars of the show. He, of course, has gone public with the fact that it's an inside job. And Leary got pretty upset and said, "How do you know about that?" And they said, "No, we're just bringing it up to you." And he's like, "It's funny you bring that up. We're doing a whole, you know, series. You know, next year, that's one of the big things, multi-shows we're doing on it." And then basically had security, even though it was two polite girls, throw them out and grab on their camera. He got very agitated and upset. And I'm predicting, I'm going to get Sunjata on, I'm predicting it's going to be a 9/11 hit piece, 9/11 truth hit piece, because there is a flotilla, a strike force of Mythbusters and Discovery Channel and History Channel and National Geographic Channel and PBS and BBC pieces coming out trying to discredit the 9/11 truth movement because it has hurt them. The fact that government sponsored terrorism, the fact that that's one of their favorite tools, and the fact that we've introduced that to the public mind, that governments have done this hundreds of times, our government hundreds of times, admittedly, other governments. And the psych warfare chiefs for 7 years have tried to ignore us, but they know they can't. They understand the danger of what they're doing, though. By coming out and introducing it, it becomes like a phenomenon in the society, like the JFK conspiracy and investigations. And they're countering it will only make 9/11 truth that much bigger, and the pieces are always disinformation and shoddy. And so that always basically only intensifies the debate and exposes what they're doing. But they're forced to do it, and they can't help themselves. They think they're still playing the ball game they were in 20 years ago where they controlled the public's mind. And so by coming out and attacking us and by coming out and going after us, people are going to have the idea introduced to their minds that governments stage terror as a pretext for control. And then the false flag, self-inflicted wound, government-sponsored terrorism tool is exposed. So it is a beautiful thing to have this going on. It will only backfire on them. I will tell you, though, I have great disquiet in my gut, ladies and gentlemen. I've been telling you the last few years it's only been intensifying. The last time my gut... And of course, my gut is going off all the thousands of pieces of data that you can't consciously analyze, that you subconsciously analyze. The best detectives will tell you that. My gut is I am greatly disquieted. I'm normally in my private life a pretty focused person who doesn't get shaken up or concerned, but I have never felt disquieting in my spirit, as they say, like I am feeling right now. It takes a lot of will and nerve to be able to admit what the New World Order is. We tend to rationalize and make excuses to really protect our own psyches from reality because it is just so horrifying. It is more horrifying than the most nightmarish slasher film. It is, you know, reality is so much more powerful, the good, the bad, and the ugly at every level. I was driving in the car yesterday and heard national news reporting about how a boy in California looked like he was 10 to 12 years old. He was really 17. Escaped with shackles, cigarette burns, blood all over him, soot all over him. Ran into a gym, hid behind the counter, shaking, saying, "Help me, don't let them get me." And the newscast said that the police were responding and we were going to find out who did it. And I instinctively knew. I said, that guy was in foster care. And when I got home last night, I Googled it. And sure enough, in the news, in the local news, it was that he was in foster care. But in the national news, it wasn't that he was in foster care. Because I've seen it 1,000 times plus. I mean, 9 times out of 10, when you hear about somebody escaping from some subterranean pit, 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 9 times out of 10, and it's in the news every week in the U.S. alone, they were in, quote, foster care, or the foster care group basically sells the child to pedophiles, and then they never even get in trouble. Remember back in 2003 in Florida, it was the one time this stuff broke into national news. CNN and others reported 3,000-plus children, small children, missing from Florida foster homes. And they were finding them dead, buried, murdered in other states in rituals. And then it turned out that the 3 directors of the Florida CPS, the top guy, the second guy, the third guy, were all convicted child rapists. And then the replacement they hired was a child rapist. And then the next replacement they hired was a pedophile. And you can go pull those articles up. just year after year, because that's who these people are. I'm not saying all social services, but the directors of it. That's why CPS has a 50-plus percent turnover every year. People go get degrees in this. They really want to help children. There is real abuse going on outside of the system. And they go and they find out it's a horrible crew of people, and they leave. So there's three types. There's the types that want to help that leave. That's 50-plus percent. Just Google social services, children's social services workers, highest turnover in government. Something like that will come up. And then you've got the pedophiles. And then you've got just the criminals, the sociopaths, who just want to make the $150,000 a year. Oh, you didn't know that? Salaries, in some cases, on the bounties. The worst ones are the private go-betweens. It's the social service workers that sit between the government and the children and work in the courts that then take the children to the adoption centers and fence them out to parents that have no idea how dirty the adoption system is. And in cases with children that aren't wanted or children that are disabled, for medical experiments. I mean, folks, the only place it ever broke was in Oregon, California, and New York in the last few years. It broke big there. You see it locally everywhere, but it never becomes a national issue. About, just in the New York Daily News articles, the series on it, thousands of low-income children, predominantly black, having medical experiments done on them. And see, I got all this news I want to get to, and I can't not just get into the subject on air that is actually getting to me. I mean, it's getting to me that they're doing this to children. I empathize. I picture those little black children as my children. I understand these are crimes so unspeakable. I mean, they chain them down and feed them pesticides till they die. And even the wicked CPS workers who are in this culture, we know about that in New York and Oregon and in California, because they couldn't handle it and blew the whistle. And then they got fired. They got in trouble. Oh, God help us. I mean, I focus, and I'm not whining. I'm just explaining why I get so angry and so upset, because, I mean, I really think about it. So what, we're going to have martial law? So what, we're going to have troops on the streets? So what, they're going to take our guns? I mean, it's horrible, it's bad, but it's nothing compared to all the children, over a million a year, taken from their parents, most of them for no reason, and abused. Government's five times more likely to abuse the children or kill them. And I think, you know, what do we expect? Of course we're going to have martial law. The AP is now reporting, and Bloomberg are reporting, it's $8.4 trillion. See, last Friday it was $7.8 trillion. It's now $8.4 trillion. Stolen by the banks, offshore banks, because that bill was written. It said we can take over and take everything and bankrupt you, and no one can stop us and no one can review us, and we're given basically a congressional pardon. I mean, of course, if you've got 50 million aborted babies since 1974 and growing, a couple million a year, of course you've got infanticide going on with old people, with babies, and the euthanasia with old people. All the nursing home abuse, the kids don't care about their parents, they're letting them rot. We're all selfish, demonic creatures, myself included. And I just repent, God. And you're saying, well, Alex, you haven't been involved in any of that stuff. No, but I didn't do enough to fight it, and I do all sorts of other things in my life that aren't good. I mean, my point is, we're all decadent. You know, my main problem is eating too much. My main problem is, you know, I'll go a month without drinking, and then I'll go a month of drinking. Because frankly, and it's not good, it's not healthy, but frankly, I can go drink a quarter bottle of tequila, and I won't worry about this stuff for an hour or two. I mean, I just want to get real with everybody here, man. This is freaking me out. I want it to stop. And let me tell you who I blame most. It's all the middle class, know-it-all, arrogant, dressed up, fancy pants, glitter bug, fake preachers and fake yuppies and the people in this country that think they're part of the elite and who are all arrogant and self-centered, who let all this evil take place and go on all around us. It shouldn't just be up to Alex Jones and my ragtag listeners to try to stop this. We need mainline America to have a revelation of understanding like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, and you need to get knocked off your horse and knocked off your high horse and stand up for humanity.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelorex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelorex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelorex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelorex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelorex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelorex.com today.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
New coalition drawing up nationwide broadband access strategy, Washington Post today. You know what that is? You actually go read the recommendations. It's Internet 2, where they put out super high-quality broadband on a completely new Internet backbone. Taxpayers pay for it. And then they put filters on it and controls on it. And you have to have a sub-agreement with them to be able to have a website on it through corporations and institutions. It's a select group that are allowed in. It's like the FCC only gives select groups an FCC license. And then, just like they're doing in Europe, they block out InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then separately, on YouTube, they've been knocking people out of the top rankings, cheating them on the numbers like Nuff Respect. In the last 2 days since they were restricting and curtailing his YouTube channel, people got really upset, so they restored some of his rankings. And they did this with us. You know, we'd be number one on Google Video, be on the main page of Google. So they just took the video link off the main page and stopped showing the hit counters, because we could prove when they were public, you know, we'd have 10 million views on a video and it would suddenly have 5,000 views. And they just reset it to knock us out of the top 100, because that's where the mass of people were going to pick what they wanted to watch. Oh, let me click on the top 100. Oh, there's Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Oh, there's Loose Change, Final Cut. Oh, there's America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. Boom, knocked them all out, had a big effect, restricting people finding it. It's the equivalent of just taking a TV channel off the air. And by the way, a side issue, I keep meaning to mention this, I know it won't do any good because everybody on the Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com comment pages won't hear this, and most of them wouldn't care anyways. People keep going on there going, I'm being censored, I can't post, but their post will say that. Hey, I can't post at my house on Infowars or Prison Planet. And I've got IT people, and it's the WordPress program we've got, and we've hired specialists, and with this type of volume, and when we have a CDN that runs the site, because a regular server can't take it, it causes problems. And so I can't post on Infowars and Prison Planet at my house. I can at my office on this computer. I don't know what it is. I'm not censoring myself. I've got 15 employees, folks. I have one guy who about 1 hour a day goes in, and there are some settings where if somebody posts spam, you know, the same mortgage ad or Viagra ad or get-rich-quick scheme ad in the comments, there's a setting in there where then if somebody posts, say, 20 of the exact same thing in a minute, it blocks them. So there is some spam filters. And then I'm told that's what's screwing it up to where I can't post on there. So, again, that is not censorship, ladies and gentlemen. That is the technology. But we do have things in there like KIL double hockey stick Obama. Because we have the Secret Service come to my office twice, and I'm sick of them coming over here. So you better believe that I don't have the personnel to even keep track of it. But kill McCain, kill Obama, all of these things are banned on my message board because this is the real world. We also went and looked at the IP addresses. We had the same person would post, I'm going to come to Austin and blah, blah, Obama when he's in town. And then it would be the same IP address under another name saying, look at this, it's horrible. And then that person would call it in to the Secret Service. So, but that's how COINTELPRO works. Then we try to defend ourselves from it, and then we're bad. But there's very little of that, and it's all just settings in there. You know, people love going into every page and posting N-word, 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 kill N-word, so we banned that. But then that screws it up for everybody because then it has to process the comments to see if it's kill the president, kill the N-words. There's not many things we've banned in there. But I have to do that. I mean, I try to provide a message board for people. I try to provide that, and then the COINTELPRO goes in there, and lunatics go in there. It's not just government. And they do this to try to shut us down. So getting back to censorship, what is censorship is for YouTube to advertise that, oh, this is your page, and as long as you don't violate these rules, you can do it. And then Nuff Respect and other directors make these elegant, intelligent, thought-provoking, original videos that are so skillful, you know, I couldn't do it with my people. And then they go and erase their videos or shut them down or knock them off the front page or ban them. That is censorship, ladies and gentlemen. Censorship would be if the government came and shut down my site. That's that's coming and shutting down your venue, your page. That is censorship. What MySpace does is censorship, censoring our bulletins. Most of the time, they won't let them go out. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping, or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657, or go to GetSeeds.net.
Live. We're going to be going to Jesse Trinity with big developments in the Oklahoma City bombing case on multiple fronts. He's an accomplished lawyer, been very successful in court, opening up investigations of the tortured murder of his brother. A lot of key information coming out. And due to that, CNN's reporting the Justice Department is reexamining its investigation of the 95 death of a federal prisoner that the victim's family alleges was murdered at the hands of the government. And this ties into everything we're seeing with government-sponsored terror today all around us. I wanted to hit some of the other headlines before we do that. That's important here. Study shows more teens are stealing and lying. And you read these numbers. that the majority of 29,000 teens around the country who were questioned, I'm going to get more into this tomorrow, admitted they cheat, they steal. It just goes on and on. A huge percentage admitted to stealing from stores. And they've been doing this study for decades. It's just total collapse of society. And the teenagers say, well, everybody's a criminal in government. Everybody steals. Everybody cheats. Everybody's doing it. And see, that's why Mexico has collapsed. That's why Guatemala's collapsed. That's why so many African countries have collapsed. That's why so many Asian countries are horrible. Because commerce ends. Good societies end. Corruption destroys a way of life. The United States was never perfect, and it did a few cultural things that were wrong in a focused manner. But within the white Anglo-Saxon culture itself, there was a pact to not engage in corruption with each other because that would screw up commerce and the society. And then you had the underlying Christian Protestant, and the government documents admits all this in the 60s, saying that it was being eradicated by design. I mean, whether you're Christian or not, the point is the Protestant work ethic. I mean, it's not just that being moral is the right thing to do. It's what builds success, ladies and gentlemen, to not cheat, to not steal, to let your word be your bond. People then want to work with you. Then people of quality and substance watch you, and then they want to deal with you. And the public just doesn't understand this. So it's just a pack of spoiled, rotten criminals running around, and they will make up the new million-person youth brigade. Iraq told keep U.S. troops in the country or face martial law. That's in the mainstream news. Raw Story put together a compilation of the mainstream report. They were just told, look, if the Iraqi government tries to throw the U.S. out, martial law will be declared against the legitimate government. See, just like Congress 6 weeks ago was told, martial law will be declared if you don't let us stay. If you don't let us have the banker bailout. If you don't let us have unlimited power. And now, AP's reporting today, $8.4 trillion. It was $7.8 trillion last week. $8.4 trillion stolen by the foreign offshore banks right now. Same thing there. Canadian government poised to fall after less than 2 months. Soldiers choose war over bleak economy. That's making actual enlistment go up for the first time in many years. Jeb Bush is considering a Senate run. That's just some of the news I have in front of me. Also, there's a big CNN report and several others about the new Capitol Tour building built for $621 million. Underground, right beside the Capitol in D.C. And it actually says in here that it teaches the people that everything comes from the federal government and that the federal government and federalism is basically God. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And there's all these weird occultic goddesses in there and nothing about the founding fathers or basically Christianity. So we'll cover that in the days to come. I want to go ahead and go to Jesse Trinity. I appreciate him joining us. Jesse, recap for everybody what happened to your brother, who you are, the court cases, the incredible bombshells that you've been able to bring out with Larry Nichols about McVeigh being a government operative, which we knew but now confirmed, government documents about the Southern Poverty Law Center running the white supremacist compound, and then the latest information.
Well, first of all, Mr. Jones, I'd like to thank you for having me back on and remind your audience that you were the first person to break this story nationally back in 2005. Basically, my brother was picked up in Southern California, transferred to Oklahoma, and killed 2 days later. He was tortured and murdered while in federal custody. We had a parole violation. Years ago, he'd been a bank robber. He'd been caught. He'd pled guilty, did his time. He was out 8 or 9 years, married, working, got in a dispute with his probation officer about drinking beer, and they picked him up. We couldn't understand why they sent him to Oklahoma. After his death, and shortly before Tim McVeigh was executed, I received a message from McVeigh saying that when I saw your brother's picture and heard what happened to him, I wanted you to know that he was killed by the FBI because they thought he was Richard Lee Guthrie. And Guthrie was one of a dozen people who helped McVeigh carry out the bombing of the Murrow Building. And so I started to pursue that angle about why I never knew why my brother was sent to Oklahoma and why he had been tortured and killed. And so I was leaked two teletypes from FBI Director Louis Freeh, who was the director under the Clinton administrations, talking about this sting operation being run out of a white supremacist compound in Elohim City, Oklahoma. It was a paramilitary training complex. It was a joint operation, according to these documents, between the FBI and the Southern Poverty Law Center. And the plan was to lure in the neo-Nazi militia types to this training center under the pretense of teaching them how to make war against the federal government. As it turned out, the FBI had at least four or five informants in that center who were robbing banks and armored cars with McVeigh to get the money to bank the bomb, and one of their informants was actually the explosive instructor. So I sued to get these documents. The FBI came back and said there are no such documents, and I filed two in court, the two that had been leaked to me. I knew they'd come back and say that they were fake, and I had an affidavit ready from a retired FBI agent who said they were legitimate. The federal judge goes ballistic. He orders the FBI to go back and do a manual search.
By the way, let me stop you. These good FBI agents are risking their lives to bring this out. Go ahead.
There are people who, have gone to great lengths to expose themselves to harm to do that. So they come back with 155 documents, they tell the judge, 155 pages. And they say, please don't make us turn these over because we have promised four or five people anonymity, these informants, and if their names come out, they're at risk. And the judge said, well, you can black the names out and you turn the documents over. And so what happened is I ended up with 155 documents, and I was immediately contacted by most of the national media who asked for those documents. I gladly gave them to them, and I asked them, are you going to do this story? And they said, no, this is so ugly, we want to be second. And to your credit, Mr. Jones, you were you were the first person who went national with that story back in 2005. So once I get the documents, I see that the earliest one is dated April 19th, 1995, the day of the bombing. And I go back to the court and I say to the judge, I said, Your Honor, there's no way this sting operation sprang to life 2 hours after the bomb went off. It had to have been in place before. And I had been given then a sealed transcript of a proceedings in federal court in Oklahoma where an alcohol, tobacco, and firearms agent is talking about one of their informants had warned 4 months before the bombing about the attack and had even scouted the target with McVeigh and the bombers. And I then asked the court for permission to take the deposition of Terry Lynn Nichols, who wanted to tell the truth. In fact, he'd written it to Attorney General Ashcroft and said, I will tell you everything if you come and see me. Who was involved, the FBI informants involved, and the fact that one informant apparently provided the detonators for the bomb. Ashcroft not only doesn't go see him, but Ashcroft issues an order that Nichols is to have no contact with the media. And why I'm pursuing this is because my brother was a virtual lookalike for Richard Lee Guthrie. Both my brother, the description for John Doe 2 when my brother was picked up and murdered was white male, dark complected, 5'9", believed to be driving a mid-1980s Chevrolet pickup truck, dragon tattoo left forearm. My brother was 5'9", dark complected, driving a 1986 Chevrolet pickup truck, dragon tattoo left forearm. That was the same description of Richard Lee Guthrie, and not surprisingly, Guthrie also was found supposedly hanging in his cell while in federal custody. I had an eyewitness to my brother's torture and murder. A month before the trial was to start, he was found hanging in his cell in federal custody. Meanwhile, the court issued that order. That was in September of 2007. The FBI came back.
Let's be clear. They're killing your witnesses right now, so this is getting really serious.
They come back. Well, they tried twice to indict me. They come back with a motion to reconsider. We fight that out for a year. Here, last September of 2008, the court denied the motion to reconsider and said those depositions are going to go forward. And then now the FBI has appealed to delay it further. But interestingly, Mr. Jones, not once has the FBI denied the accusations, and the accusations are horrible, that you set up this sting operation. You had at least 4 months prior knowledge of the bombing. You even supplied the materials to carry it out, and you never stopped it. And you killed my brother because you thought he was Richard Lee Guthrie.
They thought he was one of the witnesses they had to kill.
Yes.
Now, what about this other witness to your brother's murder who now got hung in his cell?
All I know is he was a witness to the murder. He described for me the torture. And then a month before we were going to go to trial in Oklahoma, they find him supposedly hanging in his cell. The trial resulted in approximately $1 million verdict for my family against the Department of Justice. We've recently, and if I can say so, we've trying to take care of my brother's wife and son, pay our debts, and we have $250,000 left over, and we put up a reward for the FBI agents who did this. And the website is my brother's initials, Kenneth Michael Trinidad, KMTReward.com. It has all the information. It has the pictures, the conclusive evidence of the torture and the murder. And I might warn your audience that they're pretty horrific. You've seen them.
Now, Mr. Trinidad, you need to say on record, and I want to say on record as well, I will never commit suicide. I love life. If I am hung in a cell, it was murder. Would you like to put that on record as well?
Well, I've said that repeatedly. And one of the things I appreciated what you've done is I knew the safest, wisest thing I could do is once I got this information is not keep it to myself. I had to immediately get it out in public so that there would be less incentive for somebody to do any harm to me, which I've been successful in doing. And to get around to your comment at the beginning of the show is the Attorney General Eric Holder. How does he fit into this? Mr. Holder was Deputy Attorney General under the Clinton Reno Justice Department. Mr. Holder's job was to basically cover up my brother's murder, to stop all inquiry. And I think I provided you with a series of emails back and forth in the Department of Justice talking about Mr. Holder, involving Mr. Holder's role. And they're inflammatory. I mean, they refer to it as the Trinidad mission. They childishly refer to it as Trinidus and Trinidons. They talk about it as being harder than coordinating the invasion of Normandy. And it sets up there that Holder's job is to stop the Democrats and Republicans from looking into this. And his prime targets are Senators Hatch and Dorgan.
Has this been posted yet?
No, I'm so busy.
You sent this to me like what? A while back. I've been so busy trying to keep track of a million balls in the air. I need to talk to you during the break. We need to get this up right now for our own safety. Aaron, will you come in here, please? I was told about the emails. I believe they tried to get me to read them. I had 50 things going on. I will make sure that we get these up today.
But the thing you have to ask yourself is why is a deputy attorney general of the United States involved in covering up the death of an inmate? And the answer is simple, that they knew that death, if investigated, would lead back to the bombing. It would lead back to the government's knowledge and involvement. And this all preceded the 1996 election, which would have been a disaster for the Clinton White House had this come out.
Where do you see this going? He's very high profile. They're pushing him for attorney general. He was involved in the Waco and Oklahoma City cover-ups. They're talking about the Trinidad mission. This is just so cult. We know they tortured Terrence Yakey, the cop of the year, who saw the BATF and the bombs and the rest of it, the guy that carried all the people out on his back, and they told him to shut up, and he wouldn't. So the last call was to his partner saying, I'm getting followed by the FBI. And then they pulled him over, got him out of the car, tortured him to death in a field. How many people do they have to kill to cover up their provocateured attack on Oklahoma City?
Well, the sad thing is that they continue to get away with this because the media just does not focus upon it. It's an ugly story, and I admit that. And it's a story that no one wants to think is true about one's country, but it is true.
The media is controlled by the military-industrial complex and the offshore banks. They all full well know at the editor and producer level what's going on. Their job is to suppress the people. Oklahoma City was carried out. because there was a huge conservative grassroots movement to get out of the UN, to restore the Second Amendment. Oklahoma had passed a law saying we're not under UN control. And so, as you know, the BATF cooked the bomb, did it all. They had it out at Camp Grouper, the photos of the Army loading up the truck. McVeigh was sheep-dipped into out of Special Forces into Black Ops. Southern Poverty Law Center was basically handling the Elohim City. Let's go through that, because once you got their copies of the blacked-out documents, you had the other leaked ones, and so you could put the two together. And, of course, they matched and get the names, correct?
I got some of the names. So out of the 150 pages, there are many names that are blacked out. But the documents are incredible. I mean, they have an informant reporting that McVeigh's calling Elohim City 2 days before the bombing, asking for more help. The transcript has the agent testifying about the informant had warned him in October of 1994 that the bombing was going to take place, and had actually gone to the target with McVeigh and the others to scout the target. Now, I know some of your listeners will say, well, excuse me, why should we believe what Terry Nichols has to say? I can't tell you that what he says is true, but I can tell you these three things that convince me is, first, he has nothing to gain by doing this. He exposes himself and his family to considerable risk. The second reason is, why is the FBI fighting so hard to keep this man silent?
Stay there. We'll get to the third part when we come back. Not to mention, you have the memos released by the FBI, and you have the new documents with them trying to cover it up. I mean, this is open and shut. We'll be right back.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at fuelsaverinc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811, online fuelsaverinc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Thank you.
somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to tell the truth. You can go back to 2005, the articles, the documents that Mr. Trinidad gave us that we put out. Within days of him coming on the show, they put a gag order on the documents so that the public couldn't see them, the media couldn't. Now they're public. We have the emails. We're going to have an article by Paul Watson this evening on the basic facts here. This is not fun, you see. This is not fun going up against people who will kill cops, who will torture people to death, who will do anything. Now, we have these memos because an FBI agent leaked them. I've talked to other police officers that worked the case as well. And this is not being denied by the FBI, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Jesse Trinidad, the lawyer fighting this and winning in court, $1 million-plus settlement for your brother. Murder, tortured murder. You say they've tried to indict you twice. Talk about some of the recriminations you've gone through, and that's more evidence of this.
Well, they made two attempts to indict me by having operatives, FBI operatives, swear that I had bribed witnesses, which was a lie. They've harassed my mother and father have died during this last 13 years. They would send agents up and down the streets where my parents lived, going door to door, asking neighbors for any kind of smut on my family. Did we have AIDS? Were alcoholics or drug addicts? They've just made my lives hell for 13 years. But as the comment about the Southern Poverty Law Center, the documents reference the Southern Poverty Law Center's being involved in the operation. They have contacted me and denied it, and I don't know what's true or not. All I know is the documents say they're involved, and these are FBI documents.
Well, I remember in the press, though, they were saying, well, we're involved monitoring extremists, but we're not involved in any of this or that. What do the documents show them involved? I mean, to what level?
Having informants in the Elohim City.
At the highest levels, in command structure.
I don't know what levels they were because the names are blacked out, but they are obviously reporting. At least they know what's going on. The informants know the bombing.
But from interviewing Colonel Craig Roberts and others, or police who worked the case, they were saying that, Strassmeyer and others, by being able to compare the documents, I mean, he was certainly one of the top guys there.
No, he was. Yes, there's no doubt about that. He was the explosive instructor. But on my third point I didn't get to make before the break was why believe Nichols. And I said the first 2 points are he had nothing to gain. The second one was why are they fighting so hard to shut him up if he doesn't have anything to say worth listening to. And the third point being is I showed some of this evidence to a United States federal judge who looked at it and said, you go take that deposition. Now, it's not me making this up. These come from these are records from the FBI. Contemporaneous records around the time, shortly after the bombing. Nichols has, I spent a day and a half with him, and he's prepared to, he says, tell the truth. I think one of the reasons he wants to do that is he's come to realize what he has done and is repentant. He has, in fact, reached out and asked for forgiveness, I understand, from some of the victims. Families they have, and I guess he's promised them that he will do this, that no matter what, he's going to come forward and tell what he knows.
And, of course, what he's saying is that McVeigh told him what we had already known from other sources, that he was a black ops operator.
And that's what Terry Nichols says.
Let's go through exactly what Nichols said to you. In that time you spent with him and how you were able to get in the scene despite the fact they were trying to block you. But just in the minute we've got left in this hour, when we come back, how did you keep them from setting you up? Because it's well known the feds can march up 100 informants who've never even seen you or met you to say anything about you, and the cherry-picked federal juries will send you away forever. So how did you stop them?
I don't know. I think I was just lucky. What I did was I was very careful. Anytime I received a statement from a witness, I wrote them back and said, Lee, look, this is what you told me. If there's anything incorrect...
Hold on, stay there. Let's talk about it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So you have McVeigh, who believes he's in some type of black op, fighting domestic terrorists. He sets up Nichols and all of it, and then he gets set up. Then you have the individual who was the deputy attorney general, now about to be the attorney general. In emails that we're going to be publishing for the first time today, government stamped, these are confirmed, and a story by Paul Watson at PrisonPlanet.com the next few hours. Well, I tell you, this is really serious information we're talking about. You know, Jesse, Trinity, you're the expert on this. They murdered your brother. You've now won a settlement in court. They're appealing. Perhaps we should talk some about that.
They didn't. It's not a settlement. It's the judgment. I mean, we took them to trial and won. They appealed.
Exactly, a judgment.
They appealed three times. They told me all along that they would see me in hell with a broken back before they paid me a nickel. And then all at once here, a few months ago, they rolled over and sent a check. And we, as I said, we took care of my brother's widow and boy, paid our debts, and we got $250,000 that we put up for a reward for the FBI agents.
We're going to talk more about that before you leave. But the judgment itself, specifically, tell us what they were found guilty of.
Well, they found them guilty of intentional infliction of emotional distress. We couldn't prove the murder because at the time of the trial back in 2000, we didn't have a motive, and all the evidence had been destroyed. But the court found that what they had done to me and my family was horrific, and it may be, if not the first time the United States government has been convicted of intentionally harming a citizen, it is certainly the largest judgment that's ever been awarded against them.
Let's talk about the specific divisions of the FBI that were doing the harassment and involved in the murder, because we want to identify them specifically, and then let's talk about some of the good FBI guys that helped you beat these people.
Well, the good FBI guys, you don't know who they are. I mean, and again, there are decent people in the FBI. You have to bear in mind that this operation was run at the highest levels of the FBI. And as far as names, I don't know names. But, you know, there are a lot of people that are decent people who work in law enforcement for the federal government who want to do the right thing and try to do the right thing. Unfortunately, many of those at the top have a different view of what is right and what is wrong.
Well, that's like 9/11. All the FBI people that tried to stop it, they were all ordered to stand down under even threat of arrest. And then the FBI commanders that ordered them to stand down, they were promoted and given record cash bonuses.
Well, I think it's interesting, and I can't remember his name, that the agent who was in charge of this investigation for a while, the Oklahoma City bombing, made a comment after he retired. It was the only, first of all, shortly after the bombing, the investigation was pulled away from Oklahoma and sent directly inside the Department of Justice and the White House. They controlled it. And he said it was the only time in his career in the FBI he'd ever received orders not to pursue certain suspects. And the orders came down to him not to pursue the people at Elohim City.
Well, the thing looks exactly like what happened with the first World Trade Center attack, where they find the mentally unstable people, the FBI commands them with the informant, They cook the bomb, train the drivers, give them the detonators, and the informant comes in and says, let's go bust them now. You know, I didn't want to build a real bomb, but you commanded me to. And they said, no, we're going to let the bombing go forward. So Ahmad Salam recorded them, rightly thinking they were going to set him up and claim that he was the mastermind. And it turned out he was right. But then he released those recordings on the New York Times steps, and they had to back off. So it's on record they did that there, too. Just speechless.
Well, I think when your audience, and I would listeners, I would encourage them to go to the website again. It's kmtreward.com. It's one word, kmtreward.com. It has a photograph. It has a conclusive evidence of the murder. It has a photograph of the ligature mark on my brother's throat. After he'd been tortured, they strangled him with plastic handcuffs, and you can see the marks left by the handcuffs.
Gotta kill the witness, or who they thought the witness was. Stay there, Jesse.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. We had some scheduling conflicts today with Mr. Trinity set to be on with us, and then I'm on Press TV in the fourth hour today, so we hope folks record that and get it out on YouTube. I have the internal emails released by the Department of Justice with the then Deputy Attorney General using mafia-style terms and other FBI agents, some mafia-style terms, dealing with the Trinity case, the whole cover-up of this. This is just disgusting. This is, and the torture photos and the rest of it. This has never been published before. Paul Watson's going to be doing a story on this. We'll also do a report and a link to the fact that they've got a $250,000 reward with the money they finally got in their judgment against the FBI in relation to the case of their torture murder of Jesse Turner's brother. And we're going to have this all in the story. But basically, for Paul Watson listening, you can get the story we did in 2005, story we did in 2006. I think you did the stories, Paul. We have to multitask here, Jesse, of such a small staff. So I'm just, as the editor here, telling the story I want right now. Basically, the chronological order, like Jesse did briefly last hour, the memos, the FBI trying to set him up, the Nichols information, what Nichols said, the fact that the FBI said they didn't have the memos and then admitted they did but blacked it out, but then they had the other copies that had been leaked by the good FBI agent so they could put the two together and get a clearer picture of what was happening. The fact that Mr. Trinidou, a few weeks ago, ran a full-page ad, a large ad in the Washington Times. We're going to recap all of that and put this report out for everybody. But the fact is, this is breaking news. It deals with the new attorney general nominee who honchoed the cover-up of the Jesse Trinidou's brother's murder. So be specific. Recap it all in a chronological order, and then why the new up-and-coming, it looks like, attorney general, why this is so important and so central, and the terms used in these emails.
Well, basically, as I said, it was the Oklahoma City bombing was apparently a failed sting operation. Whether the FBI intended the bombing or not, I don't know, but they certainly had advanced knowledge of it and didn't stop it. And they certainly were involved because their informants helped carry out the bombing. My brother, unfortunately, resembled one of the co-conspirators with McVeigh and was killed for that reason, tortured extensively and then strangled with plastic handcuffs. We sued, and we couldn't prove the murder because we didn't have a motive, and that, Mr. Jones, they destroyed so much evidence. I mean, the logbooks disappeared, the crime scene photographs disappeared, my brother's blood stained clothes, he's undressed and his clothing is thrown away before his body's turned over to the coroner. The cell was cleaned, even though it was against the law to do that. I could go on for an hour at the evidence that was destroyed. And as I said, I received before his execution a message from Tim McVeigh who said my brother was undoubtedly killed because he resembled Richard Lee Guthrie, who I believe was a John Doe 2. And I say a John Doe 2 because the descriptions vary because there were so many people involved that every time they saw Tim McVeigh was someone, they described that person, and it was a different description. But my brother matched Guthrie's description, who McVeigh knew, and it, at least I believe, was a John Doe 2. I received, they were from an FBI source, two teletypes from FBI Director Louis Free. He was the director under the Clinton administration, talking about the sting operation, talking about the fact that McVeigh had called Elohim City, where this operation was being run, 2 days before the bombing, asking for more help. And this is reported back to the FBI, and then they don't stop it. Long story short, I'm in a big court fight to obtain those documents. I do. They're incredible documents. And then the court gives me an order allowing me to go depose Terry Nichols, who wants to tell the whole story. And as I said, there are three reasons I believe McNichols' story about the government's involvement to be true. Is there's nothing for him in doing so. He exposes himself and his family to risk because one of the things they typically do is if they can't get at a person, they will get at the person through directly. They'll get at them through their family. So he puts
they call up and threaten your parents. They threaten your wife. They threaten your children.
The second reason I believe what he says is true is why fight me so hard? I mean, why this fight to keep Nichols from just telling someone what happened? And the third and probably the most important is a United States district judge looked at those documents, looked at the declaration I had from Terry Nichols and said, you go take that deposition.
Folks, total evil's taken over our government in the high places. There are still good FBI, still good military, still good, some good judges and lawyers and citizens. We're the majority. But if we don't have courage I mean, folks, I had the D.C. madam on, and off air, I said, they're going to kill you, because she had the names, you know, the vice president and the rest of it. And I said, you better go public and say you're not going to kill yourself. She said, oh, Alex, you know, everybody knows I'd never kill myself. She went on air and said, I'll never kill myself. And then she'd written memos. She told her condo manager, I think they're following, may try to kill me. If they kill me, tell them, you know, that I was killed. And then they murder her and then produce some quack to come on TV and say, oh, she privately told me she would kill herself. If I get killed or Jesse gets killed or any of us get killed for this stuff, you know, Jesse's just dealing with one thing. I'm doing this on hundreds of fronts, sticking my snout in this. And I'm not saying people should love us or even, you know, fall down before us, but realize, you know, we're taking a lot on our shoulders here. And it's a lot to deal with. And we just got to stop all this. You know, let's talk about these latest emails that people are going to be seeing later today. Now, these are released. These aren't secret. You know, days before they gagged it, I got to see the memos, and we respected the gag and didn't put those out. This is new. This is public. This has the government certification numbers and stamps. This is public if the press wanted to put it out. We've got it. We're putting it out today. But I want to be clear that we're, quote, allowed to put this out. Right, Jesse?
Yes, sir. These are court records. These were produced in the lawsuit.
Okay, let's be specific about the who's talking in these, who they're discussing, how they're
I can't tell. They're Department of Justice memos. They're actually emails, and they're talking about Deputy Attorney General Eric Holder and what he has to do to keep the lid on this story. And they say, we don't want any press on this. We've got to get the hatch. We've got to get the Dorgan.
And they're using first names, and then they're alluding
okay
to
with Eric's schedule. Eric will have to make the call. The Deputy Attorney General's got to do this.
This is being handled from the Hill. And it says you're meeting with the deputy to discuss Trinidad dues.
They talk about Trinidones.
Trinidones. And then over here it says, this is like coordinating the invasion of Normandy. We are on for Monday. The memo is done. I think this is okay with Eric's schedule. Be very important to pull this thing together. The talking points, rollout plans. We just learned that our FOA shop often declines to disclose when we assert that disclosure could impair a state criminal investigation, even after out investigation is closed, using some code here. What does that mean?
That means that they, remember the grand jury that didn't indict my brother's murders, concluded secretly in August of 1997. They plan to announce that in October, and this is leading up to that announcement, what they have to do to defuse what they expected to be a, no pun intended, a bombshell. And what they're saying is, if we do in our press release and saying there will be a state investigation, then we don't have to give anything out under FOIA. We can say there's still an ongoing investigation and keep everything a secret.
Now, we've got first names here, Ricky, Al, Kevin, Cheryl. There's some first names here that I can put with the head of the anti-terror unit and others that we were now involved in the cover-up, but it doesn't have their last names.
No. Al, I think, is Mr. Moskowitz, who was the head of the Civil Rights Division for the FBI or Department of Justice. I mean, this was a coordinated cover-up run at the highest levels of justice and out of the White House.
Well, that's why they say that this is like coordinating Normandy. Just massive.
And I think it's not insignificant that they refer to it as the Trinidad mission. And you have to ask yourself, why would the death of one little person, which they claim was a suicide by hanging, generate this kind of activity at the highest levels of the Clinton-Reno Justice Department? And the answer is, and I believe, they knew this murder, if investigated, would lead to the Oklahoma City bombing and lead to the fact that the Department of Justice, through the FBI and ATF informants, was involved. And this occurred just before the re-election of Bill Clinton in 1996.
Well, everybody is a government operative or agent except for Nichols. And he is the lone patsy in all of this. McVeigh was the insider patsy, like Lee Harvey Oswald, they set up, their operative. And next, we're going to have you on for 2 hours next Tuesday from noon to 2, your time, from 1 to 3 Central Time. And yeah, I'm going to try to give you the floor completely, except for a few questions. And I want you to put on, in that first hour, the 2 hours, put on the case for people, why you were able to win in court with this, and why it's so important today. Because, again, we have this individual who honchoed the cover-up about to be Attorney General. And God help us. So next Tuesday, sir, and plug the website again for the $250,000 reward for the FBI agents, and close out with that.
I think it's important. It has the evidence, the conclusive evidence of my brother's murder, and that your listeners need to see that before we talk again. It's www.kmtreward.com. My brother's initials, Kenneth Michael Trinidad. KMTReward.com.
Well, God bless you, and we're all praying for you, and I hope folks pray for myself as well. Thank you so much, Mr. Trinidad. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you for having me on, Mr. Jones.
You bet. Take care. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can 3 oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone
ozone therapy. Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Lindsey Williams is our guest. In about 9 minutes, when we come into the next long segment, I'm going directly to your phone calls for Lindsey Williams, one after the other. Again, Lindsey, I have to commend you on having the courage, even after you were death threatened, to go public with all of this. And I have a question of my own, but I want you to be able to finish up. I totally agree with what you're saying and how this is unfolding. I mean, even before you went public, I saw in their own plans that they want to create a depression in the real economy and then bring hyperinflation after that. And that's certainly what we see happening now. So this is all planned out. They've done this in hundreds of third world countries and now first world countries. But the break down, again, what this former CEO of a major oil company who you worked with for many years told you, and then how this is going to unfold. You're saying within the next 12 months that the dollar will be devalued, hyperinflation will be publicly viewable. At the same time, we'll have a depression in the real economy, the double whammy.
We right now have deflation. Go to any store you'd like to at this Christmas time, and you're going to find prices are down, 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 down. $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. Enjoy every second of it. It's going to stay that way. Did you hear me? I said it's going to stay $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump, $50 a barrel for crude oil. Then you are going to see the results of this. It's going to take 6-9 months, maybe a year, for it to take place. This individual said to me, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years for it to come out of it. But as someone said to me the other day, how could we possibly have a chaotic problem in America whenever the price of crude oil, which is the foundation and base of everything, the standard currency of the world is crude oil, how could we possibly see things deteriorate any further when the price of gasoline has gone down to $1.50 a gallon? Well, the purpose for taking it to $50 a barrel is what the average American doesn't know. They don't see what's behind the scenes. Remember, people, I lived with the elite of the world for 3 years by the providence of God when I had executive status as chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, sat in their board meetings, heard what they had to say. Believe me, the price was not taken to $50 a barrel out of a favor to you. $1.50 a gallon of gasoline was not done for the.
That's an assault on the real. That's an assault on the real economy. Just like the banks have plenty of liquidity, they created the bubble. They shut off the blood supply to the economy to implode it, so they can buy it up that much cheaper. This is all done with precision.
Every bit of it. They knew exactly what they were doing. It is not a conspiracy. It is an agenda on the part of all these people that Alex has been telling you about for years. Folks, listen to every word Alex Jones says. He's trying to tell you the truth. It's just that, as I oftentimes remark, I would have a difficult time believing my own story if I had not lived it. All right,
exactly.
Here it is. We are beginning to see the crack. 1929 was the crash of the stock market. It was 1933 before there were soup lines on the streets in New York City. We right now are in that grace period where they were then. Listen to it. Here's the casualty count.
Yeah, this now is the collapse, and I want you to go there. But the key here, it was persona non grata. You would never be invited back on financial TV shows if you use the depression word. But 6 weeks ago, the president, Paulson, Bernanke, all of them started using that word, knowing it would destroy confidence. And now on every show, Fox Business, CNBC, all of it, that's all they talk about is depression, while at the same time putting out other propaganda saying, go out, buy, shop, get in more debt. So they are trying to create a depression. Go ahead.
Yes, they exactly are. And buy all those things right now while they're cheap. And you say, well, oh, my goodness, I'll have plenty of money 6 months, 9 months, 12 months from now to be able to buy that gasoline at $1.50 a gallon with. Yeah, you will. You may have the money, but what's the purchasing power of that money going to be whenever the dollar collapses and it takes a wheelbarrow load of dollars to go to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread? Now, the crack has just begun. Listen to this. The Securities and Exchange Commission must be notified whenever stores are going to make drastic changes in the number of stores they have and other things. This was just a few days ago. Here we go. Circuit City closing stores all over America. Ann Taylor closing 117 stores nationwide. Cash will close all stores. Talbot's closing all stores. J. Jill closing all stores. Gap closing 85 stores. Here's another one down here.
What about Ford and GM and Chrysler about to go belly up? Stay there. Lindsay, we got to get to these calls and we'll continue going over all this. Absolutely. This is by design. Specifically, he's been told this by the former oil company CEO that he knows. Who could have told you? Back in June, when he first told privately Dr. Monteith and went public in July, that was 4 months ago, who could have foretold this? Unless you're going directly to the elite source.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift, our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
The next stop that we make will be England.
Okay, we're going going to be taking your calls here in just a few minutes. We're going to go directly to you. John, James, John, Michael, Gene, and I'll even hold Lindsey Williams 5 minutes over to the next hour if we can. Then Major General Stubblebine is joining us on a host of issues. They're also coming after your vitamins and nutrition products. It's just, there's no end to any of this. These are usurpers. These are conquerors. They're cold-blooded, and they've trained us to be a bunch of cowardly simpletons that have no idea the ball game we're in, you know, the field we're on, the world we're in. Before I go back to Lindsey Williams, I do want to just tell you, I haven't been plugging this any, and I really think it's a great deal. 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. You can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get 5 months free until Christmas. And this is the best gift to, the best gift to give. All of my films, all 20 of my films are posted in super high quality. You can burn them to disc, DVD, give them to people. They stream, they flash stream. There's like four different formats. Of the four formats, there's two to three to four, depending on the video, different quality streams for dial-up. You know, there's a smaller file size, but we've got them for, you know, the fastest connections out there. It's almost in high definition. I mean, it's just amazing. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Get a $5.95 trial membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. So I just hope that everybody will visit PrisonPlanet.tv and use the materials to wake friends and family up. And if you'll get a year membership, you pay basically for 6 months. And you get 5+ months free. To be precise, you get 5.3 months free, so you pay for 6.7 months. And we have super powerful servers now, CDNs, content distribution network systems. We have two of them for PrisonPlanet.tv. And we have some basic servers, our own servers as backups, so it's never slow. It's always fast. There's no such thing as peak times anymore. When we had it on regular servers, it slowed down at like 8 o'clock at night every day and was, you know, really hard to watch. Not anymore. Not for the last year having these CDNs. So I hope you will get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And then you can share your passcode with two or three of your family or friends. Now, they can't share it with more people than that. And be sure and tell them because it's set to where only a certain amount of people can get on with that passcode. I think we turned it up to six people, six IP addresses. So when more than that on that code, on that passcode, you just make your own passcode, get on there, somebody's going to be locked out. The seventh person's going to be locked out. But share that and then give that as a gift. Give yourself a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and then you can give your friends, your family, your neighbors a membership to wake up and be informed and see the films in high quality as they were meant to be seen. So PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I'm done babbling about that. I'm kind of tired today, folks. I was up real late last night working, and I spent so many hours studying all the martial law documents in the 400-page battle plan put out by the Pentagon and the 50-page directive by Secretary Gates, and I spent hours last night writing all these notes and having all these things I wanted to talk about, and then I get on air, and it's like, how do I even get into all this? It's so horrible, too. I don't even want to say I'm depressed. I just feel smashed. I don't even know how to describe it. By the way, I'm on Coast to Coast AM this evening, so no rest for us. Going back to Lindsey Williams, and Lindsey, we've got to get to the calls, and I'm just so honored to have you on with us. Before you leave, we're going to plug how folks can get your films and books that are so important. But, I mean, you're a pastor, so I'm going to ask you for counseling. You always seem upright, chipper, excited, and I normally am as well. But I can't really describe the place I'm in. It's more of a sadness because I live here in this country. My heritage is here I had family on the Mayflower and family in the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, the Texas Independence. And I just love America, and to see us turned into a wicked nation of 50 million dead babies and all the corruption and the evil, and to know what's coming, I just think about my children and it shakes me in my very core. Lindsey, can you comment to how to make it through this?
Yes. Alex, for 50 years' time, I have been a minister of the gospel. I'm not a young guy. even though I do just as much as I did when I was in my 40s and 50s. Let me encourage you, folks. Now, I know this sometimes it begins to be a little depressing. I want you to be encouraged, because if you take action right now and do something about it, you can spare your dinner table. Let me assure you, it positively can happen. And I honestly believe, Alex, and let this be encouragement to you, I honestly believe it was the providence of God that sent this gentleman to call me to threaten me. You know, threats oftentimes become blessings. And when he called me the middle of June and threatened me, I agreed to what he said. And then, I don't think he intended to do it at all, but because of his respect for me as a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, he began to tell me all of these things. And I think he told them to me because it was God's providence that I'd be able to get out here and tell it to the entire world. And I feel so honored today to be on the Alex Jones Show to let you know there is hope for you if you will take action right now. Decide what kind of lifestyle you're willing to live whenever these people do what they're going to do with our economy in a few months from now. And if you will take advantage of what you have before you right now in the way of $1.50 a gallon gasoline, in the way of deflation at Christmas time, and if you'll take advantage of knowing these facts and the truth, you can do something about it. Alex, be encouraged. I know it looks discouraging for the future for our children, but I want you to be encouraged right now in knowing you know the issues. And as the Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free, and the scriptures are always right. Set that spiritual house in order right now. Make sure that you're on the solid rock of Christ Jesus. Know positively that your household is on a solid rock and not on sinking sand. And with these things in mind, you will be able to stand regardless of what comes our way.
Well, you're right, Pastor. I mean, I do take heart that we are here warning people, but I also get frustrated wishing we could reach more people, and no matter how many things we talk about that come true, no matter how many times we're right, still the majority of people are inactive or laugh at us, and I don't even hate them, and I don't take pleasure in them being stupid. I'm upset. We're only telling the truth. I only want to help people. I know you want to help people, and I just don't know how this country got so evil, Pastor.
Well, yes, but people are waking up, Alex. They're waking up in mass. And I have never had so many people tell me, people that didn't even know the issue 6 months, a year ago, when they saw crude oil go to $50 a barrel, and when you allowed me on your show to tell the fact it was going to happen that way and they saw it happen, now they're beginning to listen to the rest of our message also.
Well, you know, I know some folks, two separate successful businessmen, who trusted you, trusted me, and trusted that you were given this information, and that sold short on oil. One of them made $280,000, and the other made about $100,000, just on moderate, very small investments selling short. And I mean, I didn't do that because I'm not involved in the stock market. I don't have time to mess with it. But this is powerful info. Lindsay, I want to get to the phone calls. Then before you leave us, we'll finish up with where you think or where your source said all this was going. And then I have another question for you. But let's go ahead and get to the calls right now. Is that okay?
Yes, please do.
Okay, John in Illinois. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Lindsay Williams.
Yes, it's an honor to speak with you, Pastor Williams. I listen regularly to Financial Sense Online with Jim Poplava, and your name occasionally comes up with callers calling in questions about your work that showed that there really is an energy non-crisis. And the other day, a caller brought up the fact that you had made the prediction of $50 oil, and Jim Poplava, who has poo-pooed your work in the past, had to tip his hat to you and said you made a great call. You ever heard of Jim Poplava?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. You see, we had all been predicting $200 a barrel oil. I'll admit to you, 9 months ago, I was saying on radio shows $200 a barrel oil until I had a phone call from a man that knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, and I'll have to admit to you, this was not the knowledge of Lindsay Williams. It came directly from a man who knows everything that goes on, and he said it's going to $50 a barrel. Alex dared to let me stick my neck out on his show and give the prediction as that man gave it. I can't take credit for it. So all I'll say is everything else that this man said is also coming to pass, just like he said, $50 a barrel.
Okay, one other thing, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do not get discouraged. As we see in Iceland, once everybody's oxen are gored, that will motivate them. Now, we're having another end of Fed March in April. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be having one, I believe, every couple of months. And I predict, as the economy worsens, our numbers are going to grow and grow and grow.
Absolutely. We got a lot of media attention, and there were 38 locations, 250 or so in Dallas, 250 or so in Illinois. Most other places had 200, 150. I know Kansas City had about 300. I've seen the video. And, I mean, overall, that's about 6,000, if you added up about conservatively, 6,000 people that demonstrated in 38 locations, and then they put it on YouTube and Google. The point is, 10 years ago, you wouldn't have had one person out at every Fed location. So we're identifying the enemy, we're identifying the culprits, we're identifying the international bankers that are engineering all this, and I agree, it's just going to get bigger and bigger, and God bless you, John. James and Mass, you're on the air with Pastor Lindsey Williams. Welcome.
Yeah, greetings from the People's Socialist Republic here. Alex, new subscriber to your Prison Planet TV, grateful for the resources there. I talk a little slow sometimes, so I'll just make a couple points and get off. I get around the topics boards now and then, and I try to raise a little awareness about what's going on, and I find a lot of denial. And I find it as frustrating as you do, but I keep trying.
I said for over a decade that they were going to set up a federal security force, get rid of the National Guard, put troops on the streets of every U.S. city. And guess what? It's all happening. And it's not because I'm smart. I mean, I think Lindsey's smart, and I'm not stupid. But, you know, Lindsey was told this by the former CEO of one of the biggest oil companies that he worked with. So Lindsey knew he could bank on it. I mean, I'm going off Pentagon battle plans. I'm only telling people what is publicly admitted and giving them the sources. And yes, I know. But listen, a lot of those people aren't in denial. They're government operatives. They put in billions of dollars a year in the U.S. just to fake bloggers on the web, sir.
Yeah, I understand that. I've come across some of those that I suspect, but
you'll see the same guys with the same handles posting on hundreds of pages a day the same message. They're doing cut and paste. And you know what? I just feel sorry for them too. I mean, they're literally shooting themselves in the feet. I mean, they have no idea who they're working for or what they're doing. Go ahead.
That's pretty much it. I want to thank Reverend Williams there for his work. I really, really appreciate what you've been doing. I've been watching the price of crude come spiraling down, and I said, "Oh my God, he's right." And that's about the extent of my call.
Thank you.
God bless you both.
Thank you. God bless you. I saw.
I want to go back to what he just said about crude oil. Please believe me, this was not something that I knew because of Lindsey Williams. This was, I do put on my britches just like you do every morning. I'm just an ordinary, everyday person. It's just that by the grace of God, I had the privilege of knowing a few of these people, and every now and then they tell me something. It is going to stay at $50 a barrel, $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. The rest of the things are going to take place, too. And so take advantage of what you're seeing right now while you can and do
something.
Well,
Lindsey, he told you 50. I need to Google it, but I think it was AFP yesterday had the headline, $20 a barrel oil.
Well, I know it's going to stay below 50. That I have positively have his word that it's going to stay there. They may go down a little bit. They may come back up. They're going to prove to the Arabs the fact that OPEC positively does not control the ARC oil market, and they'll leave it there until they rub their nose in the sand. I had a phone. I shouldn't even say this, but I'll do it anyway. I had a contact last week from Saudi Arabia. I wrote him a very personal letter back. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of reply I get. I think they're listening to your show, Alex. But honestly, they're beginning to get the message that they don't have any control over the price of crude oil whatsoever. That's going to stay down here long enough to bankrupt them, and I think they're scared to death.
You're absolutely right. It's all engineered, too. I mean, they admit it's engineered. And the public,
every bit of this is according to a plan. It's according to an agenda. Please let me stress this over and over again. This is not a conspiracy. It is an agenda. They knew and planned this month in advance. I was told 6 months before it happened it was going to take place by a man who knew it was going to happen. Alex, I feel just like you do. We're sitting here giving things. You know, it's such an honor to be able to tell America in advance what's going to happen because it's going to spare so many people.
Well, I mean, I would tell folks, only buy what you need and you know, get ready and understand the crime rate has just exploded. Be careful. It's only going to get worse. And I'm just glad that we have record gun sales. All-time records have been broken. That is going to be one of the biggest security blankets this country has because the criminals know they've got a good chance at dying in most areas of this country if they thieve and rob and steal. And it's not that I care about the junk in my house, TV sets or computers. It's my children. I don't want criminals around my family, carjacking and kidnapping and all of this. And I'm telling the criminals out there listening, you are going to get your hind ends blown off. And so back off and go get an honest job. I just can't stand criminals, Lindsay. I know you can't.
Well, Alec, our number is growing exponentially. You can take it for people are beginning to wake up. As the caller said a moment ago, the harder times get, the rougher prices get, the more stores that close,
Lindsay,
the more people that lose their jobs, the more they wake up.
Lindsay, I went into Best Buy last night after the radio show to buy something I needed, and I probably ran into 15 people. And I'd have to say seven of them, so half of them roughly, were, quote, fans of my radio show. This is what happened. We're going to come back from break and take calls, continuing with Lindsay Williams here with James and John and Michael and Gene and others who will at least get to those calls. I go into Best Buy, two people back where I was shopping came over to me and said, hey, we're big fans of the show, heard the show today. Then I go to the checkout line. The guy's a big fan of the show. Then instead of them checking my receipt, the two managers come over and say, can we take a picture with you? We're both fans. And then, again, I was bringing my wife some Mexican food, so I go into the Mexican food place to pick that up. And literally, you go pick the food up at the bar. Literally, everybody at the bar who I'd never met said, hey, Alex Jones, we're big, you know, fans. We're aware of what you're doing. One guy was a former state legislator and a big lobbyist. He didn't say he liked me, but he said he listens and thinks it's interesting and knows the government does stage terror attacks. And then other people, when I walked out of the Mexican food restaurant, came up. I mean, it's just incredible.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs.
The elite.
You that hide behind the wall.
Taught us how to be cynical, ignorant, to laugh at our own destruction. I think there was no such thing as government corruption. No such thing as corrupt elites. No such thing as tyranny.
You that never done.
And now it's upon us. And the long, painful road was a hard path, but we're going down it. Let's go back to your phone calls with Pastor Lindsey Williams. Let's talk to James in Mass. We already talked to James. Let's talk to John in Canada. John, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Good. I don't know if you, if any of you have seen the news of what's going on up here, but I don't know if you're even aware that we just had a federal election and we just elected PM Harper as our prime minister.
Okay.
Well, all of a sudden, headline in CBC News, leadership candidate, agree Dion as PM.
Yeah, they're moving to remove him. I saw that this morning.
Yeah, it's like with me, I look at it as I thought that the election of our current prime minister would kind of stop all this senseless BS with gun control and everything else. And what's happening now is that Dion was the guy pushing the green shift, the freaking carbon tax that nobody wanted. Otherwise, everyone would have voted rather than having the lowest voter turnout in history in Canada. And he was also pushing gun control. And all of a sudden, wake up, look what's happening. I go to sleep in Canada, I wake up in Zimbabwe. It's total insanity.
Yeah, for those that don't know, you're saying it's now happened. I saw this morning and last night that they were proposing having the parliament removing Harper. You're saying they've just done that and overthrown the will of the people?
Well, it's going to take about a week, maybe upwards of a month, but they're definitely putting the action right now if it goes up to the governor general.
Okay, listen, I appreciate your call. That's not exactly on topic, but it is interesting. And we're seeing so much of this. Lindsey Williams, they just arrested the head of the immigration department in England under terrorism charges, and they said the terrorism was releasing information that the government was secretly legalizing the illegal aliens. So, see, terrorism, Alex, is now being patriotic, Lindsey.
Yes. Alex, please, I beg your audience out there, let me give you the background to everything that's taking place right now in this financial situation, why the price of crude oil was brought down, the background to everything that's happening. I have just produced a DVD entitled The Next 12 Months. It's just that simple, 1 hour long. I realized there were so many other things I needed to say. I just produced a CD entitled The Next 12 Months. I beg of you, would you give my phone call, my 800 number a call, and learn so you can spare your family and save yourself all of the many of these heartaches? The number is 800-321-2900. The Next 12 Months, as was described to me by a person who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, all that's going to happen in the next 12 months, why they are doing it, why they took the price of crude oil to $50 a barrel, why it's $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump, why everything that Alex Jones is saying is so, you'll see it in the background to this. I beg of you, for the sake of your dinner table and your friends, that, by the way, the DVD and CD are not copywritten. Copy them, give them out to everybody you can. The number is 800-321-2900. The next 12 months, and let me give you as a gift a copy of my book, To Seduce the Nation, 263 pages.
Absolutely. Give out the phone number again, Lindsay.
800-321-2900. For the sake of your dinner table and
Absolutely.
Your family and your friends.
Lindsay, we've got a break. Will you do 5 more minutes so we can take some more calls?
Gladly, Alex.
All right, back in 70 seconds with Michael, Gene, Jeff, John, and others. We'll cram in as many as we can.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gets this interview off the InfoWars.com podcast and spreads it around to their friends and families and get that DVD and CD and book. Let's jam in a few more calls here. Got to have Lindsay back up next week to take more. Should have gone to him earlier, but we're going to him. Michael in Texas, you're on the air with our guests. Thank you. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It seems as though we're watching a runaway train coming at us in slow motion. I'd like to pose three quick questions in regards to a statement you made last time you were on the show. You had made the statement that they were doing this to bankrupt the Arabs. I would like you to elaborate on who they are and possibly speak to why wouldn't the OPEC nations band together and control the supply of oil to raise the price of it or to prevent
because they
happening.
Can't. It's a cartel because we have plenty of oil here because they've got it all capped off, basically, because they're not the only controllers of the oil. Lindsay?
OPEC has nothing to do with the price of a barrel of oil. They just think they do.
It's and set in the city of London every day.
Yeah, the elite bring them into line every now and then and slap their hands to let them know that they have no control over it whatsoever. Now, I know your first question, and I appreciate it. I would love to answer it. The very first thing that people want to know and expect me to say whenever they ask who are the elite, they want me to get ethnic. I'm not going to do that, and I'll tell you why. I lived with these people for 3 years. I know who they are and what ethnic groups they may be a part of. They are not of any one particular ethnic group. And at this point, I must say, these people, if you want to know who they are, go to the heads of the World Bank and the IMF, and you basically will know who most of these people are, along with Dan Bush and a few others who are at the very top of the list, and you start out with about a dozen people, and you wind up with hundreds in the Council of Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, each one knowing less than the person down the line knew at the very top, and that basically is who these people are.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Even high-up people are compartmentalized and don't even know what we know because we're generalists who study the enemy operations, read all their white papers, you know, talk to experts from different factions. The enemy operates off of compartmentalization. That's why their symbol's the pyramid, the ultimate symbol of compartmentalization. Correct, Pastor?
Yes, that's correct.
Anything else, sir?
I would like you to speak to the people, and I hope you don't take personal offense to this, sir, the people that would say, this guy's just trying to sell DVDs or trying to get people to subscribe to his list.
Well, listen, we're out of time. I got to let you go because the show's over with Lindsey Williams right here, but I'm going to say this. You know, I said that they would announce that they were going to have troops on the streets of America, and it's happening now. But instead, it's all about, well, why does Alex Jones say that? I'm right. Deal with the issue. And of course we got to sell DVDs. Of course he's saying make copies of them. But of course we've got to be able to operate. How do you think we pay for equipment? How do you think Lindsey is able to do this? Okay, but frankly, he's retired and doesn't even need it. That's why he says get it and make copies. It's a red herring. We're not the ones doing this to the economy. Lindsey Williams and Alex Jones aren't the New World Order. We're here warning you. But you've been trained and conditioned since being a child to never be able to focus in on real issues, to always kill the messenger or divert off with a psychological distraction. And it's mass mental illness. And I wanted to get to more calls, but we are just flat out of time. But I will get to Gene and Jeff and John and others with Major Stubblebine, because he'll be able to speak to these issues. Major General Stubblebine coming up. But I want to thank you for coming on the show with us today, Lindsey Williams.
Alex, thank you for the privilege. Folks, you listen to every word Alex Jones says. Don't you miss one day. Things are taking place so rapidly. They've accelerated that program so much.
Yeah.
If you miss 24 hours, you're in trouble. Listen to Alex every day and
Absolutely.
Believe every word of it.
Plus, you judge a tree by its fruits. Lindsey Williams has always been right. Right about how they've got all that oil capped up in Alaska. Right about how oil was going to go down by $100 a barrel. Right about everything. Judge a tree by its fruits. Good Lord, I can't, excuse me. Lindsey Williams, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Have a great day.
You too.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, we had a scheduling issue. This happens. So Major General Stubblebine will not be on with us today. We just went live, by the way, at PrisonPlanet.tv. So we're rescheduling. He and his accomplished wife, Dr. Labo, to Wednesday for a full hour with us, because so much is happening with Codex Alimentarius. But I also wanted to do half the interview about Codex Alimentarius, that they've been to Europe repeatedly to cover the takeover of the vitamins and minerals and nutrients by this international cartel, creating this monopoly to make you get a prescription for any basic vitamins. But I also wanted to talk about the population reduction agenda and get Major General's take on that, because both of these people together make an incredible interview. But we're honored right now. I'm just going to have her on for one segment, because we're going to have them both on with us on Wednesday in the fourth hour. Dr. Rima E. LeBeau, M.D., just an amazing lady. And Rima E. LeBeau, M.D., is the medical director of the Natural Solutions Foundation. She's a graduate of Albert Einstein College of Medicine. 1970, believes passionately in the right of every American to choose a personal health path that is free of government and corporate interference. And if I went through the rest of her bio, 35 years standing up to corruption and tyranny, that would take the rest of the time we have here today. But again, coming up Wednesday, we will have her and Major General Stubblebine, her husband, on with us for a full hour. Okay, just giving us a teaser of what's currently happening. You got back in the last month, but you've been all over the world as of late, from Europe, literally battling against Codex Alimentarius. For those that don't know what it is, describe what it is and then break down what we're facing and why it's so important.
You bet. Codex Alimentarius is not an intestinal parasite, although it sounds like it is. It's a UN agency, and that should already get your red flags up. It's a UN agency designed to control the international trade of food. What that means is setting guidelines and standards and allowing the international industrializers of the food supply, including the genetic engineering folks, Monsanto and Bayer and the others, to set the rules as to what food needs to be and what it can't be. And under Codex, what it can't be is wholesome, clean, unadulterated, and health-producing, because Codex is actually the creature of the pharmaceutical industry, which wants you to have damaged, degraded, and non-nutritive food filled with toxins so that you become ill. Then Codex and the FDA, its handmaiden, will make it impossible for you to get high-potency nutrients so that you can protect or repair, protect yourself from or repair the damage that that food does to you. So what we're talking about is a food system designed to make everybody on the planet, and I do mean everybody on the planet, except, of course, the controllers, as ill as possible with the highly economically productive diseases that the pharmaceutical industry makes its amazing profits from. Cancer, cardiovascular disease, stroke, diabetes, obesity. Those are the diseases that the World Health Organization defines as the chronic diseases of undernutrition. Take away the nutrition, get people sick, take away natural medicine, make profits, then they die, and you have depopulated the world of the, quote, useless eaters. That's Codex in a nutshell.
Doctor, during the break, we may, we're going to end it at the end of this break. Your phone's got a lot of static on it, so we may try to reconnect. But bottom line, when we say that the globalists, the internationalists, have weaponized the food supply, we're not joking around about that. And you're a medical doctor. You've been researching this. I know that doing your own separate research from mine or others, that you and General Stubblebine have found that, indeed, it is a population reduction plan. And it's all done through compartmentalization, and then they are indeed cornering the world food supply, buying up the heirloom seeds while building these doomsday vaults that they know they're bringing on an environmental holocaust, while in the name of global warming, they're bringing in all this regulation and control over the general public. Can you speak to that?
Well, let's talk about just genetically engineered food. Now, most of your listeners are probably in the United States. Right now, by the way, that's not static, that's torrential rain, because I'm in Panama setting up a food system education program to teach farmers and non-farmers how to grow clean, non-genetically modified, wholesome food in as little as a 4-foot square area if you're not a farmer, or on your farm if you are. That's why you hear that tremendous rain. Food, let's take genetically modified food. 80 to 85% of everything that Americans typically eat contains genetically modified food components. The government of Austria last week reduced a study showing that genetically modified corn, the basis of most of our prepared foods, causes sterility in laboratory rats. Now, do you really think that's an accident? Do you really think that controlling the world's food supply, as Monsanto says that it will do by 2010, and introducing ubiquitous foods that cause sterility, cancer, remember that's profitable, and autoimmune disease, again profitable, infertility and death, do you really think that's an accident? I don't. Do you really think the fact that the United States FDA refuses to allow scientific studies and automatically approves any patented genetically modified food to enter the food chain is an accident?
Do you really think it's an accident that out of over 200 different types of plastics, 55, 60 years ago, they chose the only plastic that leaches estrogen-mimicking hormones that also is linked to sterility and lowered sperm counts? And everywhere in the world where it's used, not only are the mammals becoming sterile, but where that water, excreted through sewer systems, is getting into the water, most of the frogs and alligators are being born hermaphrodites. So again, everything they do, targeting reproduction because they're eugenicists.
That is correct. They are eugenicists. They are not food agricultural industrialists. They are not medical health or illness care system industrialists. They are eugenicists. 5 years ago, that would get you branded as a lunatic. Today, more and more people are realizing that they are being targeted for eugenics, slow eugenics or fast eugenics. The World Health Organization in 1985 announced in writing, and I have a copy of this document, that the purpose of the supposed smallpox eradication program that they were carrying out at that point was to induce sterility without notification in a vast number of African women to, quote, and this is the part that is in black and white, quote, eliminate 150 million excess sub-Saharan Africans. Well, I don't believe any of us is excess. And you must remember the World Health Organization, which is one of the organizations that runs Codex for the United Nations, has just been convicted in the Philippines High Court, that's their Supreme Court, of involuntarily sterilizing 3 million or more Filipino women through the use of a supposed tetanus vaccine, which actually induces sterility. What we're talking about is a multi-pronged evil approach to getting rid of us so that they, whoever they are, and I know that you've talked a lot about who they are, Alex, so that they can control the non-renewable resources of the planet. And I have this, in fact, from the very mouth of a patient whom I treated, because as a physician, I've treated some interesting people. This woman is a head of state who told me that she'd been raised to believe that it was the way of the world to eliminate the useless eaters because they were consuming their non-renewable natural resources, their resources, meaning the resources of the master class. And I said to her, did it ever occur to you that perhaps those non-renewable resources actually belong to the people who live on the land above them? And she looked at me and said, well, no, it never did. That's what we're dealing with, Alex. General Stubblebine and I would love to talk to you at length about how this all fits together with the coming famine of 2009, the need to grow your own food in your apartment, on your backyard, or in community gardens, to purchase clean, wholesome, organic food, and to push back against the genocidalists before it's too late.
Well, Dr. Labo, we're about to break. You've got your book there. You're set Wednesday, coming up in about 48 hours, or to be on with us for an hour. Do you have your book? Is there a better time this week where perhaps I could have you guys on for an hour and a half so we could really flesh all this out?
I would be happy to rearrange my schedule on Wednesday to make sure that we have that hour and a half. Are we starting at 2 your time, or are we starting at 1:30 your time?
1:30 Central Standard Time, and so that would be about 45 minutes earlier than we're speaking right now. Your time.
You got it. And meanwhile, let me ask people to go to our website.
Yeah, stay there. We're going to come back. Let's come back and do one more segment. This is too important. Absolutely. Go to the website, healthfreedomusa.org, healthfreedomusa.org. Folks, it's all true. They're murdering all of us. They're killing your children. Cops, military, they're poisoning us all. Everything is weaponized. We have the documents. It's all documented.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person Deluxe Kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com.
I think this song is apropos of what we're talking about right now. Sending out an SOS. I mean, I've been to the FEMA camps, folks. I can't believe what they've done to this country. You know, they know we have a blind spot to not be able to imagine such evil, not to be able to deal with such wickedness. We've got a schedule change on my end, and I apologize for the confusion. It's all my fault here. I'm going to be on Press TV in that fourth hour on Wednesday. So we're going to give you 2 hours of the doctor and the Major General Stubblebine. Appreciate them giving us those 2 hours on Thursday. It's set in stone, 1 to 3 Central. That's 2 to 4 Panama time. Be sure and check out their website, healthfreedomusa.org. Just life-saving information there, and we'll do 2 hours on Thursday. In the 5 minutes we've got left, you've told the story. Many other medical doctors I've had on the show have told the story, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, like Dr. Monteith. You know, he's been a doctor for 50 years, about a child with cancer when he was going to medical school. You know, 45, 50 years ago, was like finding a leprechaun or a unicorn. I mean, it was like finding, it didn't exist. And now, just dead kids with brain tumors, left, right, all around us, everything, the cell phones, the plastics, all by design. And, of course, you've told the similar story. Explain to people what's happening, briefly.
What's happening is that the life expectancy of children born in the year 2000 and thereafter is dropping, so that for the first time in human history, we can expect that a child born in 2000 or thereafter will die before its parents on average, because the food is contaminated, because children are given cell phones, because cell towers are blasting us and we've allowed that to happen, because our food contains genetically modified organisms unless we grow our own or eat totally organic or biodynamic food, because the plastic that we feed children water and milk and juice from, and God help us, Coca-Cola from, contain substances that dysregulate the entire endocrine system.
Well, that's the next issue. I mean, they just come out now and say that melamine is now not bad for you, and it's at 90% of the baby formula, Associated Press, and they admit, yeah, Coca-Cola's got pesticide in it, but the pesticide's good for you.
Pesticide is bad for you. And on mainstream TV, we see a clip that says that mercury may actually promote behavioral competence and increase the IQ. This is one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life. So lies are the order of the day. We live in the Orwellian world of truth disguised as lies and lies disguised as truth. And if it weren't for people like you, Alex, and I hope for people like us, the reality would simply not be available to us. On one day, the FDA said that melamine has no safe level. It is not possible to have a safe level of melamine. The next day, melamine has been set at one part per million with no science, no testing, no safety assurance. But hey,
just like fluoride, just like fluoride, and to cover it up, like they did with fluoride leakage, killing people all over Tennessee is how it all started. They may just start adding it, saying it's a nutrient we've got to have. On national news, they're recommending adding statins forcibly to all the water. Did you see that, doctor?
I missed that one, but I'll tell you what. Giving statins to children, quote, protectively, is beyond anything the Germans did, beyond anything these people did, even during the days of their Action 4 program, where they were killing German children starting at zero and going to 17 and then adding in the rest of the population because they wanted to purify the German race when they had defective Germans. What we're doing now is worse than anything that the Nazis
It's Hellraiser. Hellraiser is going on all around you, or like something out of Event Horizon. That literally a mind like that is running things, and it's all systematically ambient background tyranny has just been slowly turned up like the frog in the pot, and now they're just savagely pounding us. Just bam, bam. Unbelievable.
That is absolutely correct. I wish I could disagree with you and say that you're an alarmist, Alex, or that you're misinterpreting information, or that you're exaggerating. Unfortunately, I believe that you are saying things exactly as they are, and that's what we at the Natural Solutions Foundation do. Now, I know that you are probably attacked as an alarmist and so on and so on, and so are we. Recently, two of the folks who ought to be saying, who ought to be truth-telling, went on the radio to say absolutely extraordinarily horrific lies about us. But you know what? That is how the system...
Hold on one moment.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99. with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
It's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
There's a lot of people out there that try to deny the issues we cover. They're out of fear. Because there are real monsters in this world. And they control the heights above us. They introduce the poisons into the food supply, the water we drink, the air we breathe. They are releasing plagues upon the earth. They are drunk on the blood of billions. They have sold us that hundreds of millions of aborted children is a beautiful thing, that euthanized elderly is a wonderful right, that sodium fluoride and GMO foods, and small children with cell phones microwaving their brains is good. And rather than reject their lie, we're so afraid, we say, I'll just rationalize to myself and say that everything's okay and the New World Order loves me. Gene in Texas, John in Virginia, and others that are holding, we're going to take your calls for the balance of the show. I had a lot of notes that I wrote up last night. One of my daughter's doodles on the back. But three pages of handwritten and typed notes. that I meant to go over, and it's all just too important to do it at the end of the show because I'm exhausted right now for some reason. It doesn't even bother me when people attack me for my own self. I don't even care. Facing all of this, like, blast your ego away. I mean, I'd love to be able to enjoy my little status and people knowing who I am. I'd love to be able to, be a guy out doing good work, but, you know, still enjoying it and enjoying the fight. I don't enjoy any of it. I take heart in the children we save from CPS by educating parents about the traps or get people that get off of GMO foods or at least reduce it or people that don't vaccinate their children or people that find out. But it's like I'm so busy trying to warn other people that don't know that, you know, as we save people, for every person we save, we lose 1,000. And so I'm just so focused on all the carnage and destruction I see and all the horrible things I see happening to humanity that, I mean, I can't go eat fajitas and enjoy myself without feeling guilty for even enjoying myself. I don't know how to explain it. I can't even take off and go see a movie now because all I'm thinking about is the New World Order and all the stuff they're doing and how my going to a movie normalizes all of this. You know, we should be in the streets freaking out, pulling our hair out, but they just incrementally turn the tyranny up to where, you know, even I am acting insane. This is an insanely calm response to what they're doing. I mean, it's bad that they're putting fluoride in the water and they knew it gave people cancer and attacked their glands and reduced their IQ by 20 points on average. I mean, that right there is mind-blowing. And now they're saying, yeah, melamine's good for you, mercury's good for you. Well, we used to say it was poison, but now it's good. Oh, you're dying. Good, dying is good. It's psych warfare. They're just throwing everything in our... And, you know, I can go read all the behavioral psychologists and psychiatrists and study it and everything from Freud to Jung to Bernays right through to the modern stuff. And they are practicing just savage. It's an art form, combinations of all these different psychological schools and brainwashing techniques and TV and neuro-linguistic programming and just subliminals, just targeting, just blasting people. To where we all just as they ambient, you know, background noise, like crickets is an ambient sound. And then they get louder and louder and louder and louder until it just shatters your eardrums. You know, that's the analogy. They're just slowly turning the sound up, slowly. But now it's already, now they're starting to crank it even faster. And it's not ambient anymore. It's blaring all around us. Tyrannies everywhere. And people are kind of waking up, but they still have no idea how deep it is. And it's so sick when you read Prince Philip or Ted Turner or all these UN chiefs or Jacques Cousteau or Eric Pianka or a Peter Singer. There's thousands of them all writing books and papers about how 90% of us need to be killed. That's one school. The government policies, 80% of us need to be killed. And then now they're losing ground to the suicidal nihilists. That's really what it's all about. And these top scientists will, like, be writing public papers. And then they'll just say, oh, I just love death. I just want to kill. I mean, that's like Pianka. He's sitting there and he's going, oh, I love Lucifer. On the UT website, it's all about how they got to kill us and get rid of us. And then he's dressed up in a druid outfit going, I love Lucifer on the UT website. I mean, it's craziness. This guy's running around getting standing ovations saying, kill everybody. And then his students send me threatening emails and send me their white papers, send me their PhD papers. And then I Google their name and it's them in lab coats at bioweapons labs. And the white papers, his graduate students, send me, you know, I wrote this 5 years ago, you piece of filth. And he's actually a moderate. I believe in total human extinction. We are a parasite. They're everywhere. They run it all. It's this base power trip. And you talk to these people, at the end of the day, they're not even that smart. They are just wicked. They just like, oh, we will kill everyone. Oh, yes. It's you don't understand. I mean, you know, that's the, you don't understand. It's like, I just want to, you know, that's the response to these people, is just clean them out. They declare war on us, we declare war on them. This isn't a game, people. So I do everything I can to break people out of their trance. People say, oh, don't get so excited, don't get upset. You're only allowed to get excited about the football game. That's when you're supposed to paint yourself up in war paint and simulated warfare. And it kind of tickles your mind and feels satisfying while you're there, because that's an instinct to war, to defend yourself from oppression and enslavement. And they just make it into some little prosthesis, some little toy. You know, I use the analogy of, it's like a blow-up doll. So it's like a man who doesn't go out and actually find a mate and build a family. No, he has a blow-up doll. And blow-up dolls are what sports are to men's instincts to resist and fight. You understand? Sports is like a man going out, instead of getting a woman, it's like a man going out and taking his blow-up doll to dinner. And buying his blow-up doll diamond rings. And buying his blow-up doll insurance. That's what sports is. It's a facsimile of warfare, a facsimile of human aggression. You have those instincts for a reason. But they tell you, oh, be nice in politics, be nice in culture, shut up, lay down. But the government isn't nice with all their militarized police and the troops and all the rest of it. See, only the government's allowed to be violent with you and aggressive. And then the only place a human being, a slave, is allowed to be speaking out publicly . It's crazy in here what's going on with guests today. I've got an IM here saying, Mike Adams from the Health Ranger, let me know if you want him on. Somebody set him up today? What's going on with all these guests? Oh, he wanted to comment. Okay, I didn't know that. We'll call him back and make sure he knows that I wasn't ignoring his call. In fact, I've been wanting to get him on the show. Okay, that was strange then. You know, folks, I'm going to tell you something. All this eugenics and extermination and evil is going on, and it's targeting you and your family. And I know that's heavy, and I know that's hard to deal with. But we've got to get out of this mind-numbed thing we're in. We have got to get out of this mind-numbed position where we've just been taught to accept this. And then all the props, all the facades of liberty and freedom that they had up while they were building this technological murder system, this technological enslavement extermination grid, they're now pulling out all the facades and all the props, and all that's left is the tyranny. Oh, God. Let me plug some sponsors, and then we'll go to your calls here at the end of the show. Yeah, these sponsors all make the show possible, and they're people I endorse, and I think you ought to check them out. One of them is eFoods Direct. You know, there's a lot of storable foods companies out there, but this is where I chose to get my storable foods. It's really high quality, freeze-dried and dehydrated, and it takes a big piece of the puzzle away from the enemy. They can't control you if you've got arms and you got food and you're willing to defend it. That's how they do it. They cut the power and the water and the food off and make you come groveling to them. So give eFoods Direct a call, get one of their free catalogs, get one of their audio or video CDs. But don't screw around. Go ahead and order food today, folks. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. There are big banners up at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for the fine folks at eFoods Direct. So that number again is 800-409-5633, or the letter E, FoodsDirect.com. And dovetailing with that is Ecola Blue. Ecola Blue is just a fabulous atmospheric water generator. It grabs water out of the air. I've actually gotten emails from people saying, there's no way the thing just gets water without being hooked up to pipes. Yeah, folks, there's water in the air. That's what clouds are. And I promise you, It's like you see a bottle of cold drink out, and then water condensates on it. That's how it works. 7.5 gallons a day. 866-585-4044. 866-585-4044. You've heard Willie Nelson talk about this. ColaBlue.com, E-C-O-L-O, blue.com. And great tasting, pure H2O. And then it goes through 5 filters. No fluoride, no nothing. And believe me, the establishment doesn't like it. They don't like it when women breastfeed their children and don't drink the plastic poison. They don't like it when you stop drinking their poison water. They don't like it when you don't eat their GMO. So, 866-585-4044, ColaBlue.com. And then dovetailing still continually with the eFoodsDirect.com is FoodShortageUSA.com. FoodShortageUSA is not eFoodsDirect. It's another fine outfit that has videos and books and materials available at FoodShortageUSA.com. So that you can learn inexpensively how to store your own foods and what type of foods keep well. And it's just the basics of that. And it's a good place to start. FoodShortageUSA.com to learn how to make your own storable foods for you and your family to prepare for the road ahead. The website reveals a step-by-step way for the average guy to get prepared for what's ahead. I think the best part of the system is that it gets you off the food grid. Even if you don't have a lot of money to spend, the site is FoodShortageUSA.com. It's not too late. You can still prepare by learning how to make your own survival foods, and you can do it for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. All right, let's take calls here for the balance of the show. Who is up next here? Gene in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. It's great to be able to talk to you. I was hoping to talk to Lindsay or ask him a question, but since he's gone and Dr. Labo's gone, I'll just turn it into a fan call for you.
Well, you can ask me the question, too. I might know.
Well, it was about Lindsay's last visit to your show a couple of weeks ago, and he said something about crashing the U.S. economy, et cetera. And then it seemed like he said something about pumping up the Russian economy to make them the first world country and us the third world country.
Russia and China, yes. That is the stated Trilateral Commission plan. See, they're building world government out of our taxes, our money, our troops, while blaming us for all the tyranny. Then they're going to implode the U.S., make us a third world police state. They're done with us. Then they're going to move on into their world government based in Europe, Russia, and China.
Well, my next question is, should we run over there?
Oh, no, it's going to be horrible there, too, as well. They're waging war against humanity. They're attacking everybody with eugenics.
Yeah, well, okay. I can relate to that. I'm on board with Dr. Labo. In fact, I get her emails, and I get on the phone with my congressman. I've done all that kind of stuff every time she sends something out. So I'm fully aware of that one.
Yeah, but you can go to their website and sign up for free email alerts for listeners. I promised to plug that, and I hadn't done that yet. So,
and I just wanted to say also thank you. You are the one who woke me up. I found you on YouTube and didn't know any. Well, I kind of knew that I really hated certain things going on in the government for several presidents now in succession, but I didn't really know or could put a reason to why all that was, but you certainly have educated me, and I want to thank you for that. All the guests you have, your knowledge, everything, I'm so happy that I'm able to get in touch with your program.
Well, we appreciate you too, Gene. Good to hear from you. I'm going to, for the Infowars.com listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, in the interest of time, I'm going to skip this break. We'll be back for the AM and FMs in 3 minutes with final phone calls. I'll be on Coast to Coast AM in the first hour tonight talking about the open announcement of troops to be stationed in every town and city. And they are trying to take your firearms. Stay with us. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that a regional government in the Western Hemisphere was called for 50 years ago as a prelude to world government? The common market was passed off as just trading partners. But now we see every nation has lost its national sovereignty to a supranational government. Is this what is being accomplished in the Western Hemisphere through the North American Free Trade Agreement and other trade agreements? America's losing her national sovereignty also. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
As a man of peace.
Yeah,
Barack Obama.
You know, we come as a man of
this whole cabinet, a bunch of warmongering killers. They're coming.
We got sweet kids again. We got harmonious tongue. The every song of love that ever has been sung.
But intentions can be evil. All right, let's go ahead and go to Lynn in California. You're on the air, Lynn. Thanks for holding.
Oh, good afternoon, Alex. This is my first time ever, I think about my third time listening to your show, and I'm very glad that I got through. I just wanted to say earlier, make a comment. When the guy was talking, when I had brought up something about, I think when you had the minister on, and he brought up something about how, you know, about you just want to sell your books, or brought up, could possibly wanting just to sell your books and stuff. I wanted to make a comment to, I guess, if he's still listening. Everything that you have talked about at other people similar to you in your field and on this subject of this one world order and all this, the other things that are going on this planet have already happened. And they've been happening for the longest. And right now it's accentuating. But I can tell him this. I have suffered firsthand from everything what you've talked about, very similar, and I'm not of any political affiliation or any type of person, but I lost my own child, was viciously murdered in Texas, and it was a big cover-up behind it, a very big one.
No, I'm sorry to hear that.
Involving even the feds. An undercover agent even came to one of my relatives, my aunt, and told her that it would jeopardize lives and positions if the truth came out. But they were doing investigations throughout all those murders that were going on in Texas, but especially in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, of those kids, especially during that in the 90s. And right to this day, we're fighting for some land that was illegally taken from one of my ancestors in the early 1900s. But up to this day, over 16,000 acres of prime oil and gas with coal and lignite. And yet, these oil companies have went in there, cut some type of deal, went in there all the way over to China. Now, I got the proof on that. 16,688.08 acres. And I can show you proof. It's three other people that I have the truth. And they had it hidden under a relative's wife. And try, and then as soon as we found, we couldn't find any, the family was just spending hundreds and hundreds of thousand dollars of, getting these different lying lawyers, even two ex-judges in Texas, even a politician there in Texas. They claim they couldn't find anything, but yet we, I have it, and two other people have proof where they had committed fraud in that county in
I know. The oil and gas. Oil and gas, just from family I know that works in the oil fields and things, and it's so corrupt. And the scams and the things that are going on. That's what I mean. Corruption is just pandemic, and the little people are being attacked and cheated in the process. And God bless you. We're out of time. And I'm sorry to David and Amanda and others and Don. Call me back tomorrow. We'll be live tomorrow. I had all these notes and key issues I wanted to cover. Didn't get to it today, but I will tomorrow. All those notes I wrote are somewhere here in the crazy stack. But I appreciate everybody, all the AM&FM affiliates. Very thankful if you're listening on AM or FM. Be sure and tell everybody about it. Great way for folks to tune in. You know, you're at the checkout line. Tell them about, you know, radio stations we're on, like 90.1 in Austin or 590 in Austin or stations all over the country. And don't forget the free podcast at Infowars.com. Over 110,000 people a day downloading that for free. And the archives as well. Rebroadcast starts now at Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have